next time on the Don and Mike Show.
Watching the parade coverage, the Ravens driving through downtown Baltimore. Here's what she says. The eyes of the world are on Baltimore. Baltimore is back. Come on, please.
Great season.
But I guarantee nobody who saw that parade yesterday called their travel agent and said, you know what? I was going to Maui.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The first son of the beats.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's Mike.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call.
Don't it be your problem.
Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women.
Don't it be your problem.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Don't it be your problem.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're gonna find. The Don and Mike Show.
What?
On your radio.
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't give me your problems.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. First of the month. First, to give all thanks to a man some of you know as Allah, some of you know as Buddha.
Look at that belly.
Some of you know as JC. I know him as Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
Hey, what do you say, fans?
Rabbit cubed, and you know, our prayers go out to Bill Hochberg.
Why?
He had a minor surgery today.
What?
He had his thumb removed, so his prosthesis was fit better. So we wish him all the best.
Gotcha.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. $200 Bill and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting with all of their 416 digits and their 115 degrees of body temperature.
Yes.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Yes, Rabbit, Rabbit, Rabbit is a new episode on Thursday.
Thursday. February 1st.
And we still come to you via the auspices of Westwood One. I laugh when I say the name of the company.
Oh, wow.
Westwood One. Yeah, proud to be an American. Proud to be affiliated with Westwood One.
Oh, you're killing me already.
Bringing a tear to my eye. Phone number, same as it ever was. Thank you, Timmy. Phone number 877-365-3636. And don't forget the motto at Westwood One.
Don't give me your problems.
There you go. What can we say?
Welcome to my world.
That's what they have in the letter, man.
Sure.
Don't give me your problems.
Right on. You go to Westwood One, you go, hey, listen, hi, we got a slight
miracle.
We got a slight problem.
Don't give me your problems.
All right, we'll call you back next week.
Hi, listen, it's the Don and Mike Show. We're calling about...
Don't give me your problem.
Hey, sorry to get you so upset.
Hi, listen, we're calling about getting...
Leave your cares behind.
Getting the show cleared in some bigger markets. Westwood One,
Don't give me your problem.
Hey, but remember, it is always
built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Don't give me your problem. problem.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. New episode. Glad that you're with us today. I promise we will get right to the tape of Lisa at the Ravens Parade, as we promised we would.
Wonderful.
Do that early in the show.
Excellent.
Since the freshness date on that is rapidly decaying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually getting a little gray around the edges.
Yeah, the Ravens Parade was 2 days ago, so we'll get to that. Also, we'll pepper in some of your telephone calls.
Pepper.
Let me just tell you a couple of things. First, sucks to be me, because our roof is leaking.
Again?
Again.
You've always had problems with your roof.
We just had a new roof put on the house.
You spent a fortune on it. Well, yeah, well, that's under warranty, but it doesn't, you know, keep you dry.
Yeah, so now in our house there's gigantic tarps everywhere, and we have buckets everywhere,
oh,
so
God.
That the roof is leaking, and there is a slight concern from a man who came out today, just a very slight concern that the entire roof on our house may cave in.
Oh, my God.
Because up by a skylight there, apparently there was a crack that has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
So is it actually dripping? Because we haven't had a lot of precipitation, which would mean there's...
No, it rained a lot 2 days ago.
So that's still moisture that's... So what I'm saying is once it stops, if it's leaking when you're getting the precipitation, it's one thing. But if it's still like drip, drip, dripping 2 days after it rains...
Correct.
Means you've got like... absorbency up there.
Perhaps. You're right.
Which probably is the reason why he's concerned about the roof
saving. That's right.
Him.
Wow. The guy says, listen, there's probably a very small chance that this could happen, but
right.
I should let you know there is a slight chance that the entire roof could just buckle.
Wow. Did you contact the people that put the new roof on?
I let my wife handle that.
Oh, my God.
I just called her and said, hey, listen, the guy says that the roof on the house might cave in.
Oh, my God.
Man. So anyway,
what?
Hi everybody. Oh, listen.
Good afternoon.
Last night, I watched both shows.
Uh-huh.
I watched the whole Survivor because I'd only seen the first half when I was at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And then I watched, of course, Temptation Island.
You changed your opinion on that lady? Did you still want her to stick with her? Were you glad? Glad they voted her off?
No, I thought the one that should have been voted off was Kimmy.
Kimmy.
She is goddamn annoying. Is she the one that ran her mouth with
bartender, you mean? Constantly.
Yeah. But I've come to a decision.
What?
That I like Temptation Island better than I like Survivor.
Wow.
I do.
You know, it's weird because I watched Temptation Island in its entirety. And while I got into it more than I have in the past, I still think that Survivor is a better show,
you know,
just on pure interpersonal dynamics. There's not the BS factor that exists on Temptation Island.
I'm getting bored with Survivor.
Really?
I'm getting bored with the format of the show.
Right.
I'm definitely way past the tribal council. I'm definitely past that. I'm all for seeing, and my favorite on Temptation Island is that mook Billy.
Billy, who's, I believe Billy is out of his league. I believe that she is gonna cheat on him, even though she was crying at the end last night when he was doing that redneck mook dance.
When he pulled it on the string of his pants.
Would it be safe to say Billy is the dumbest of all the people on Temptation Island?
Oh, yeah.
By leaps and bounds.
Yeah, you're not going out on a limb there.
Billy. Meet mad cheek drink shooter out of Naval.
And what's her name?
The bartender?
No,
Billy, the blonde with the dreadlocks.
Billy's girlfriend.
Oh, the best-looking woman on the show. The best-looking woman, I think, either single or married, is that woman.
She's better-looking than any of the girls that they have lined up for the guys today.
She's model pretty. I mean, she really is.
Mandy, something like that.
Yeah, it starts with an M, right. Yeah. It might be Mandy. Right.
And then she's in, you know, at the very end of the show last night. She runs off and cries over him.
She cries at the end of every week's show.
Does she really?
Yeah, so far, it seems that way.
You know, watched them both back to back last night.
I think she's going to do it with somebody.
Yeah. I think they're probably all going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see when they teased ahead to next week when they showed one of the girls standing there topless?
Yes.
I mean, they did
that. I think it was one of the single girls.
They did that thing like on Cops where they...
single girls who are basically whores brought into that island. I mean, they're just sitting there going, hi. That's their job. They're hookers.
The single guys are doing that too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
And what's that called? It starts with a P when you... do something to someone's face on TV.
Pixelization.
Yes, they were doing that to the girl's boobs last night at the end of Temptation Island.
Yeah.
And, I'll watch Survivor tonight, you know, to see who gets booted off. I'll watch that instead of watching Friends, but I really think I'm starting to sour on Survivor.
Well, I like Survivor. But then again, I was late to the party on Survivor the first time around. I only got into it towards the very end, and now with the, you know, starting from scratch, I'm kind of... I loved who they voted off. I loved that they voted off that prison guard.
I mean, I could give a rat's ass about, you know, light the torch, and everybody, you got to get the torch from here to here, and you got to...
Here's your immunity icon.
Yeah, climb over this bridge, and please, you know, for the love of God, someone take one of those 2x4s and just smack Jeff Probst in the head. And
you do agree, though, the guy in Temptation Island is Jeff Probst wannabe.
Yeah, well, he's just as bad.
In the first order.
Yeah, he's just Jeff Probst wearing a Miami Vice-type clothing.
Right.
I mean, they're both, they're twin sons of different mothers.
Did you see on Temptation Island last night when they had the black-haired guy, the kind of slicky boy, tanned guy that always has his shirt open, and he left a message for his slightly challenged girlfriend, who, and the message was something along the lines of, you're in my thoughts every day, have a good time, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And then she comes back, they cut to her, and she's saying, he said everything I wanted him to say.
Is that Katya?
Yeah.
Male model?
Yes,
I hate him the most of all.
I hate him the most.
He's the worst with his blue sunglasses.
He's such a dick. Katya. He really is. And then she comes back after he gives her this, like, lousy message, and she's like, he really said what I wanted to hear. You know, it's like, he said nothing
well,
to you. Look at her.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, if they were cars,
right?
He's a Mercedes and she's a Hyundai.
He's dreaming.
Yeah.
He's also, though, he wins the award as slicky boy.
Yeah. He's a dick.
Yeah. And they're all dicks.
And I'm no fag.
Men and women, singles and married, they're all dicks on that island.
He's a lot better looking, though, than she is.
I really believe that those people on that island, all of them, they're horrible people.
But I think
they're horrible.
That's great TV.
That's why they're there, right?
Yeah. I think they should give that guy Billy his own show, though, where you just follow him around all
day. Don't you get the impression from Billy?
Such a dope.
And don't you get the impression, though, he's going to go off on somebody that he's really...
Yeah.
Billy is
yeah.
the one that would win the award for he might start swinging at somebody.
And you got to worry about any guy. I mean, generally they do it in athletics, where a guy's name is Bill or Will or William, and they call him Billy.
Right. You
know? But in real life, when you meet a guy, a grown-up 30-year-old guy who still insists on being called Billy,
right?
Okay, right there, you got a problem.
Sure.
I'm telling you, that's my deep psychological analysis. But having said that, I love Billy. I love Billy's girlfriend. And I think Temptation Island wipes Survivor out.
I like them both now.
I enjoyed
you know, Survivor Sunday night, and I enjoyed Temptation Island more than I had by watching it in its entirety. The only thing about Temptation Island, you know, a lot of the times I'm getting the impression, like, for example, when they sat down with the guys and the girls and they showed them the video clips, I don't know. The video clips sucked. I mean, there was nothing in those video clips. And it was awfully, you know, you talk about the tribal council. It's an awful lot of setup to have them sit down there and then they show these, you know, very innocuous clips.
But I thought last night they did do one thing that was good. When they took the clip of the guys when they didn't know that they were being videotaped.
When they were talking about Billy going to lasso the girl.
Yeah, take her to her room and ride her hard.
Right.
Now, if they did more like that.
And they cut them at a good time, too.
If they took more tapes where the guys and the girls didn't know they were being taped.
So it's winding up, right? Temptation Island is one. I mean, they're talking about they've got two more dates.
Right.
So, and the last date is going to be the most romantic and the late night date.
Yeah.
You know, everything is pointing towards that last date being a sleepover,
yeah,
right?
Right. We've
absolutely
done 4 out of 6. And for me, the true test of Temptation Island is going to be how it ends. Because, as we discussed before, there's no prize, no winners, no losers.
I think it'll probably end with
Billy.
One of the
Billy
couples
taking an assault rifle. And going up on top of one of the huts.
No, one of the couples will stay together, and the other two will split up.
I don't think Billy and Blondie are going to stay together.
No, no, absolutely not. And probably...
Not Slicky Boy and Tatya either.
No, it's probably...
What's his name is... Right. He's
like,
got the girl's name.
It's like Kaya or something, isn't it?
What is his name, Rob?
It is some queer name. What
Tatya?
Is it?
Tatya.
Tatya.
Tatya, isn't that a Russian girl's name?
I believe he is a Russian girl.
Tatya. Well, anyway.
And then the other guy, like, who doesn't belong there, Chandler, the other married guy.
He appears to be about 4'10".
Yeah, and he also appears to be, like, not a really good-looking guy, you know?
Well, none of those guys are like room stompers. And
well, Katya,
none of the girls.
Such a, he's like a male model, good looking guy.
And like I said, none of the girls are hot except Billy's girlfriend.
She's the best looking. I really think she's the best looking of either the singles or the married girls.
Except she got to stop wearing her hair.
They're not married. They're just boyfriend and girlfriend.
That pinhead style of hairdo she has, she's got to get rid of that.
She reminds you of the girl from Big Brother, doesn't she? A little bit? The redhead from Big Brother?
Except she's much hotter than the girl from Big Brother.
Oh, my God. She doesn't
much hotter.
Anything well, like. It might be the hairstyle.
But he liked both women, both carrot tops, and I just thought there was
this one
he liked.
I mean, the other one was, Jesus, right. Butt ugly.
Right.
He still would have done her.
Oh?
Yeah, but you came around on that. You saw the light on that girl when they showed her a couple of times getting up in the morning.
Yeah, but I still thought I would have done her, though.
I wish I knew the name of that blonde on Temptation Island.
I think Buzz might have had it. It might be Marty or something like
Mandy?
That.
Mandy,
something like that.
Something, yeah.
Marcy.
Starts with an M. You're right about that.
I think most of their names start with D. Dummy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I want to eat Lisa's feces.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please. Lisa, line 6 is for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio Czar.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
The thing about Temptation Island over Survivor is the fact that Survivor's a bunch of people that don't know each other. This is like people that have been around and they're sticking it to them on purpose. I mean, who doesn't want to go on that island just to do that? That's why it's so much better Survivor. Who cares if they vote somebody off? Big deal. But we get people crying, screaming because they're out licking things off of people. It's great.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
I'm insensitive.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to mention that the quality of the contestants on the new Survivor is a lot better. There are a lot more large breastises, and even the guys are less round or freakishly skinny.
Yeah, you know, there are women that are just good to look at on this year's Survivor.
Yeah, but wait until they get a couple of weeks on them. I mean, wait until they get the moles on, you know.
The bites?
Yeah, and the scabs on the legs.
Don't you think Survivor's also got more? I mean, when they went to that fruit, it's like, ooh, figs! And they opened the figs up, and they got insects in the middle of them. I mean, that's right away. That was one of the better things. And this week, did you see the crap they're going to have to eat this week tonight?
Listen, I'm telling you, you're talking to the wrong guy, because I'm jaded on Survivor.
I'll never come back.
I'm already burned out on Survivor. I'll watch it tonight.
Sure.
Although Frida's already told me that if I want to watch Survivor, I got to watch in my own room.
So she's not into it.
No, she says she'll tape it.
Right.
She wants to watch Friends.
Looks like they're eating all sorts of gross stuff tonight.
I mean, like
real gross stuff.
The super-sized Friends.
I'm so over sitcoms for a while.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering, seems to me you're a little obsessed, or that's maybe a harsh word, with the women of redhead.
Yeah, I got a thing for redheads.
Well, Mandy's not really redhead.
No, she's a blonde. Although that hair color,
that fake hair color, it's like that orange.
Yeah. Changes all the time.
Yeah, right. I tell you,
here you go, Rob.
My wife's
name.
Redhead, definitely truth. The red on the head means fire in the hole, baby.
Right. Thank you.
God.
Thank you. Her name is Mandy.
Oh, Mandy.
It's Billy and Mandy.
Well, you came and you gave without taking.
And I sent you away.
Oh, Mandy.
You kissed me and stopped me from shaking. But I need you today. Oh, Mandy.
You always know more of those Manilow lyrics.
I'm not proud of that.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
You go. You play it to the label with Manilow.
I am music. And I write the song. Mike?
Yes?
This one's for you. Wherever you are.
Hey, it looks like we made it.
Hold on a second.
Oh, boy, I think at the Copa.
Mike?
Copa Cabana.
I can't smile without you. Oh, and I think so often about our weekend in New England.
Oh, God. That's scary.
I know.
That's scary, Barry.
And did I say this one's for you?
Yeah.
Wherever you are?
Sure.
Oh, you didn't have that one?
Yeah.
Let me just say this, Mike.
McDonald's is my kind of place. It's such a happy place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a Barry Manilow song.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. A true blue miracle.
A true blue natural miracle.
The miracle is you.
Woo!
God. Oh, Mike?
What?
Could this be the magic at last?
I'm going to barf.
I'm sorry. I know them all.
Scary.
What do you got on CD, Rob?
It's a good surprise. You'll like it. But I just want to say to all of us, it looks like we made it.
Yes. We had that one.
We had that one.
Had it.
Stop it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I know it's a goof. Hello.
Sort of. Sort of a goof, sort of. We like it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just wanted to say that I deserve praise because I watched Jackass and I did not burn myself to the ground.
You do think you should send your name and address to Joe Lieberman.
Okay, go Wesley.
Right. Thank you.
Good boy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, on Survivor. The reason Kimmy's still on is because you know she's going to get nailed. And it's probably going to be by the guy that said he wanted to just choke the ass out of her.
What?
He says Kimmy's going to stay on the island because they're going to have sex. Somebody's going to have sex with her.
Yeah, but if they don't get rid of her first because she just that mouth.
Right.
Well, the thing about Survivor, you got everybody else voting, too. So just because one guy wants to nail Kimmy doesn't necessarily mean Kimmy's going to stay in the group.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, don't you think that Survivor would be better if he probably had someone like Lark Voorhees on the island? What you think?
Is this the same By the Bell guy again?
This is the Terminator guy,
of course. I'd say Mark Voorhees or even Stacey Dash.
You're right, it's the Saved by the Bell guy.
Saved by the Bell guy.
He knows all the names of the Saved by the Bell actors.
Well, Stacey Dash doesn't play on Saved by the Bell. She plays on Coolidge.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Lark Voorhees, obsessed.
Perhaps I should start identifying this. Hello, dumbest radio show in the world.
If the guy's name is Kaya, not Katya or whatever, it's Kaya.
All right, thank you.
Kaya is still... Kaya is Kaya. Larry King's daughter's name.
It is, that's right.
That's a very gay name.
Hello, dumbest radio show in the world.
Hi, Kaya.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Don, I just want to let you guys know that when you go to Reno on the day after your show,
yes,
Jerry Lewis is going to have his legendary nightclub act at the Silver Legacy.
Oh, my God. Wow, that means that Jerry may be in town.
All right, thank you.
He will be.
I saw a show on stage at this very hotel.
It disgusted me.
It was so filled with filth that I couldn't believe that they allowed them to perform. And I'll tell you now that I will never, ever come into this hotel again and perform if they choose to trowel out that filth.
Jerry! I'm over here if you need me.
I can't believe they're doing this.
Jerry!
There are probably 6 or 8 guys that do what I do. They ought to take every disc jockey and teach them how to take a fall.
Jerry!
Ed!
We got a toot!
What do you have, Ed?
More people showed up at the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show than showed up to see you here at the Silver Nugget, Jerry.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's right, Jerry.
Way to go, Ed!
And for the record, Jerry, I was at their show. Kicked ass. Naked girls. Lots of bush.
When you see Don and Mike, hold your head up high.
Simulated intercourse.
Wow. Hey, yeah.
And best of all, Jerry, none of that fag carrot top you enjoy.
All right. Well, thank you, Ed. That's a fantastic dope board.
Hi-o.
Don and Mike coming out to Lake Tahoe. Should be a fantastic show. Now I need another lozenge and a change of socks.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Well, before Temptation Island came on, I was expecting... I said the host was Mark Wahlberg. I was expecting Marky Mark, and I was thinking he'd probably be better than the guy they have right now. But
he'd be banging everybody on the island.
He'd also be as dumb as them, too, so...
He'd be close to Billy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, that'd be a great...
McDonald's is your kind of place. Hamburgers in your face. The last time I was there, they stole my underwear. Their poo tastes just like crap. They stole my jockey strap. French fries between your toes, dill pickles up your nose, McDonald's is your kind of place.
I sang that song when I was like in seventh grade.
Yeah, it's a nice trip down memory lane.
With those very lyrics. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd be a great, it's academic, incidentally, to have Jeff Probst,
right,
Mark Wahlberg, and Billy. Are the three of those guys playing Jeopardy together?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be great?
My money would be on Probst.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'd have to agree with you. Yeah,
absolutely.
But it would be a great battle between Billy and the host of Temptation Island, though.
Billy would like buzz in. I'll take sports for 10.
Oh,
throw in Regis.
Hi there. How are you?
He can replace Billy. Because Billy would be the dumbest. No question about it.
Billy wouldn't make it to the studio.
Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Don't you think Megan is the hottest?
Which one is Megan?
The one that they were fighting over at the beginning, when he had to pick the date.
No, I don't, and I don't get that. When they were all talking about Megan being so sexy.
Oh, you mean Megan's one of the girls that they lined up?
No, at Temptation Island, when they had the dates for three, and they were talking about how
they were going to step on each other's toes.
Because they were all going for Megan.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. She's not one of the girls who was...
She's one of the singles.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. I didn't think she was that hot at all.
And I got another thing. Do you think Colonel is going to do a Temptation Island?
Do I think what?
The Colonel.
What are you talking about?
You know how he did the Survivor, the adult version?
Oh.
Well, Rob, help.
Well,
help, please translate. He's not speaking English.
Isn't this the Colonel? That's his name? Colonel Dave.
Pipe down, sir. The porn star that we had on like 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
Doing the dirty Survivor.
Oh, and you know what? As a matter of fact, I got pitched on that today and tossed that they are doing a porn star Survivor, like they did that sex Survivor thing.
Oh, all right.
When we had that old dude on every day Dave talking about how he was having oral and anal sex.
Yeah, we like sex as much as anybody, but something about that guy is just falls squarely into the gross column.
We turned him down, but they are coming back with another round of the same type deal, except this time, I think the pitch that Charlie told me the guy called with is it's all porn stars.
Okay.
No regular people, just all porn stars, seeing who can have sex the longest.
Including that old man.
Yeah.
Which is just gross.
Dave.
He's gross.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'm just calling to say that I think that both those shows are a waste of time.
A lot of people do.
I mean, it's just
you're not alone. I mean, really, a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel that they're dumb.
But
lots of
the sick, voyeuristic Americans out there watching that.
Well, you know, I'm part of those people.
There's a lot of people, though, who love those shows.
You know, I got so totally
caught
up.
Count me among them.
Temptation Island, the first time I watched it, I was like, and I wasn't told. But when you sit down, it almost sounds like a promo for it. But when you sit down, catch it from the very beginning and stay with it.
You cannot turn it off.
It absolutely grabs you.
You can't turn it off. Yeah.
One thing I can say is Mandy is hot.
Oh, yeah, okay, Mr. Highbrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Say goodbye to your credibility on this call.
Hi, Donald E. McGuill.
Goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how did you guys like Fox, the home of Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire and as crazy as car crashes, getting moral and not wanting to split parents up?
You know, that I thought about that, too. You know, and it was weird the way they did. They preached morality on them. But, I did agree with that. I mean, they didn't tell the producers that they had a kid.
But I wouldn't put it beyond the people at Fox
that they knew
that after they got burned on the Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire,
right,
that they knew that that couple had a kid. And, you know what? We'll bring them on. This will be great. Halfway through the show,
it'll make us look like we have morality.
Yeah, we'll kick them off.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them past it. You know, Don and I have had just a tiny bit of experience with the people at Fox Television, and that's why I think that's a possibility.
You know, there was a time, but this is no bull s.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me and Mike to do a show,
right,
at least a pilot show for Fox, and they offered us some kind of 52-week contract.
It was the worst contract that we had ever seen.
It was worse than our current sort of one contract.
It was worse than any contract. It was a contract that you wouldn't. No one would sign that. Well, I suppose starving homeless people that needed the work would do it, but it was a horrible, horrible contract.
They thought that we would be so desperate. I mean, and they wined us and dined us. They had us in a hotel suite.
Right.
And it was like champagne, shrimp cocktail, anything you guys want. They were saying, you're the next big thing. We imagine you guys, just two regular guys talking, doing the show that you do on the radio.
They had these two talent development people that were whining and dining us, and their big claim to fame when we were up in this hotel suite is that they kept calling Kato Kaelin, that this guy was good friends with Kato Kaelin, and that's back when Kato Kaelin was, you know, red hot.
Was right in the O.J. thing.
Right.
You know, as hot as he could ever be.
You're saying, you guys, you're going to be the perfect show to go between football
right.
and The Simpsons.
Sure.
That they had a time slot for us. They right. said, you're a perfect bridge between football and The Simpsons. And we said, great. All of this is great. Let's see the contract.
And it was a joke. We sent it to our agent, and it was laughable.
Yeah. Our agent said he wouldn't recommend that anybody.
Listen, I know it's a wonderful opportunity, but I'd really love it if you could get paid.
And frankly, I think the people at Fox were shocked
right.
that we were two disc jockeys who had been offered a shot at a network television show.
Yeah, they were running down this shopping list of comedians that had signed the similar contract, none of whom we happened to recognize. You know, it was just bad news.
It was one of those deals that was a development deal.
I think the deal is this, that if you sign a contract like that, the only way you're going to make any money, and I mean any money, is if the show becomes such a smash that you can hold the network up. Otherwise, you're screwed. I mean, even if you've got average ratings, you can't do that because they'll cut you loose.
I mean, I'm not kidding when I tell you this. Seriously, when we really read the fine print of the contract, mm-hmm. I believe they were going to pay us about $150 a show.
Yeah, exactly right.
Which is not even, no. you know, SAG scale.
And we had to, jeopardize our radio career by... did we have to, like, give them 6 weeks?
Yeah.
We had to give them 6 weeks where we would have to travel and promote the show. So we went to the people here and said, what do you think of that? And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem.
They said, right, F you.
No problem. Is that in addition to your vacation schedule? We said, well, yeah, we were kind of thinking that. Oh, yeah, no problem.
That's right. That's right. But technically, for the record...
Yeah, take 10 weeks off a year. No problem, guys.
For the record, though, you know, we were offered... A shot on Fox.
Oh, and I mean, really, you know, they were so forceful with us. They flew up to, was it Sacramento?
They flew to Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
And they met with us, and then when it got down to the paperwork, and we were so mad at First Order. Remember how mad we were at our agent at first? Because he was like, we thought he's the great naysayer.
Yeah.
And then he explained it to us.
This is what it would amount to.
Thank like, God.
What?
Thank God we have an agent. Otherwise, me and Mike up at that hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
When they're boozing us up and telling us.
Signing the contracts.
Yeah. We would have signed them right then. We would have signed them.
Absolutely.
That's what agents are for.
We'd be out there, you know, with a show on Fox and living in a trailer.
Put us on TV. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yes, it's a call from California. I'm Mr. Jiveass, Rick Dees, if you please, with a question for Mike O'Mara.
Yes, go ahead.
In my hit song, Disco Duck, do I sound like crap or what?
Do you know I no longer, the business about listening to him because he's so bad, it's good?
Yeah.
That lasted one day for me. I cannot listen to that jive-ass fool.
Not me anymore.
He is so horrible. Right. I'm getting angry now.
Okay, hold on. Let me give you the Rick D's bit of the day.
This is really...
And then we'll go to break and we'll play Lisa's tape.
Makes me angry that okay. This guy's on the radio.
And he took... 5 minutes to do this bit. I'm going to condense it down for you to 30 seconds.
Cool.
He comes out of a record, and he goes, hey, good morning, it's Rick Dees. I want to tell everybody about a phone scam going on right now. A phone scam. If you get an email, or you get a page, or you get a message from someone telling you that a loved one is ill, or that it's an emergency, and you should call area code 892... Do not make that call. And then he goes on to explain. Now, I don't know if this is real or not.
Right.
That apparently it's like an area code in the British Virgin Islands
mm-hmm.
where there's no regulation at all
right.
about how much you can charge for a phone call. And if you make this call, they keep you on the phone for a couple of minutes. And
right.
then you get your bill and you charge like $2,000 for one phone call.
Oh, crazy.
So, but he spends 5 minutes setting this up. Right. And he says, now... I'm going to take $2,000 of the station's money. I'm going to make the call. Please don't you do this at home. I'm going to make the call to show you what you should look out for. And you got the sound effect of him, you know, doing this on the phone.
Yeah, everything pre-recorded.
Obviously, he's just doing fake numbers. Right. And then you hear a ring. And he goes, all right, this is very exciting now. We're going to expose this scam on the B show. And this was the payoff of the bit. The lady goes, the number you have reached, 586-2527, has been changed. And it's the actual tape of an operator. The new number is, and then they splice like 20 numbers together. So this is the payoff to the bit. He goes, here we go. And he goes, the number you have reached, 586-1257, has been changed. The new number is 4715729667673. And after he gets to like the 20th number, all the wacky members of his crew go, hey, Rick, hold on, there's too many numbers there.
And that's it?
And that's,
still, did you ever find out with the great communicator whether it really was a scam or not?
No!
I think...
Oh, Scotty is so lame. I think as I was listening to it, it was just an excuse,
right,
to get to the payoff,
right,
of playing this tape of the operator that has all of these numbers spliced together.
Oh, he's so jive.
I'm telling you.
It's annoying.
It's the worst show.
It's annoying.
Rick Dees is the worst disc jockey I've ever heard in my life.
How a disc jockey like that has been able to stay on the air as long as he's here. You know, I guess if you're jive enough, you can survive in this business.
And he pulls it off because he's surrounded by...
Right.
And incidentally, where can you and I get some of these people who will surround us? Mm-hmm. And when we do something, I mean, we do some stuff on this show that's shocking.
Right.
And the only person we got to react is Rob, who most times is eating.
Yeah, Rob. I mean, but everybody on this show has seen it all. So, I mean, if you could get up there and take a dump on the console and it wouldn't matter. Yeah.
But he gets, so he does this, and like by the time he gets to the 20th number, all the people in the entourage go,
oh, you are cutting edge, my boy.
And then they all laugh. And then it's Rick Dees in the morning.
And he's got that. I can only equate the way he sounds with the phony jackass at the party that you bump into. You know, hey, how are you?
Hi,
how are you doing, huh?
It's Rick Dees. Good morning.
That whole way of talking.
Slicky boy.
God bless you. Coming to you live from Los Angeles or wherever you're hearing me this morning.
Great to be on in Washington.
This is Rick Dees. Coming up in a moment, Shaggy. He's got the hit song. He'll be on the Dees hotline.
Horrible.
But first... Oh, and he also did...
Candid phone.
He did a candid phone today.
Which is horrible.
And again...
I believe sincerely that candid phone is the basis for that Albert Brooks tape. I believe that's what Albert Brooks did that bit on his comedy album. I think he had to be mimicking Candid Phone, and it's the exact same kind of bit.
So, you know, hold on. Let me get my wife on the phone.
Shoot, hold on.
She heard the Candid Phone that went nowhere.
Well, none of them do.
Yeah, but I mean,
right.
Let Frida explain it to you. She's better than me. You know, we should
I need
start...
a copier with good color separation because I want to make copy $20 bills.
We should start every day doing the worst Rick Dees bit of the day. Now that we can hear him.
Oh, where's she at?
You can leave a message or not, whatever you want. Except for you, Bart, you must leave a message.
Okay. That's pretty funny. Giving your son, you know, suppose she can lay that out of like at the kitchen table. She has to leave that on the machine.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Right.
Except for you, Bart, you leave a message.
Right. Well, she's not at home. All right. I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Maddie says, all right, I got a letter from a woman, and her husband has just started a brand new job. He's working for a union. He's the head of a union. Let's place a candid phone call. So it goes, bring, hello. Is this Buzz Burbank?
Play along, Buzz.
Yes, it is. Hi, this is Fred Schmaltz.
Hello, Fred.
Tell me something.
Yes.
Do you work for a union?
Yes, I do.
Are you talking to me on your cell phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Is it possible that your wife gave that cell phone number to
Rick D's in the morning, and you're on Candid Phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
there you go.
It is so
that's horrible.
That's it.
And isn't his payoff to that is, we've burned your buns on Candid Phone.
Rick D's in the morning. If you know anybody who's playing in the NBA All-Star game, I'll send this one out to them.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Unbelievable.
He is.
Christ, he's the worst.
Outrageous.
He's worse than Jack Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Jive ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to let you guys know that the phone scam that you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
It was brought to my attention by a friend of mine through Verizon, and it has been identified by the National Fraud Information Center.
All right, sorry, that's good. I'm glad we got a clarification. You know, you wouldn't know listening to Rigdon. You wouldn't be able to find out because he's such a poor communicator.
And that's the thing.
I'm glad that we have one of our listeners call us and tell us that it really was a scam.
Because there's this whole thing about, you know, don't accept any calls from area code 892. Don't call there. But wait, let me take some of the station's money now and place a call on the D's phone now.
Unbelievable.
$2,000 of the station's money. I'm going to do this to save you the time and the trouble. And meanwhile, you know, all of the schmucks in the studio, they're all going, oh, Rick, you're going to get in trouble, man.
You're
going
to get in trouble.
$2,000, Rick. Wow, that's a lot of money, Rick.
And like he hasn't done any, like he's ever done anything that wasn't approved from the very highest part of the company before he did it.
And it's just to play this tape of the operator. Or giving like a million numbers spliced together.
Aye. But it's real, right?
Yes, it is. It's also being used by area code 809. That's the one that I was told about anyway.
All right.
Based out of the British Virgin Islands.
Gotcha. Well, who knows? That could have been the area code.
Well, just remember, ma'am, don't call that number.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If
you please. Thanks so much. If you please. Everything's ended like that. He goes up like that.
Right.
Jive ass, total jive ass.
Rick D's in the morning.
I've gone from being amused at him. I hate him now. I hate him with such a passion.
I can't help it. You gotta hate him so much,
right?
That you can enjoy him. You've got to enjoy
him. Right now, you know, you guys got a lot of him when we were out in L.A., and I just got little bits and pieces. Right now, it's just making me mad. It's making me mad that guy, you know, hi, here I am. Ugh.
Rick D's this morning. Hey, who's on the D's phone? And I heard this one, too. It's his wife. He goes, Rick D's on the phone? Who is it?
Hey, Rick. What's this?
God.
It's his wife who calls in and does bad impressions.
I mean, he is something.
God damn it.
Rick D's, I want to tell you something. Big choice tonight. What? Oh, and this was his big thing on the show. What will you watch tonight? Survivor versus Friends? Need your input, 1-800-RICK-D's.
That's such an L.A. question.
Let me know right now, what will you be watching tonight?
And he probably has somebody who watches television for him.
Or he's getting like a mud bath.
The Rick D's in the morning show.
Rick D's.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Hey, what will you watch? Will you watch Friends or will you watch Survivor? I'll be getting a coffee enema. Won't have time. Call me, Rick D's. Which will you watch? Will you be loyal to Courtney, Jennifer, and Matt? Or will you turn to see the new Survivors? We'll be right back. Rick D's in the morning. A big morning. Shaggy calling the show in moments with his big number one song.
Oh, and what else was it today? Hold on, give me just a second.
Which member of NSYNC wishes he could be a comic book hero? Call now on the D's phone.
God.
1-800-RICK-D's.
Oh, man.
I play a record, he comes back and he goes, that's right, it's Justin Timberlake, and he would like to be Spider-Man.
And I mean, it's not even funny.
And you throw your hands up in the air and go, why?
God damn. This guy's the worst.
But he's so bad.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Yeah. There he is.
He's so bad.
You got to listen. And the station here in D.C. that runs his show, Z104, see, the thing is, they're taking a show that aired yesterday
And they're playing it today, since he does the show on the West Coast. So they've got like 20 hours to cut and paste a show together.
Right.
And they're doing a piss poor job
of it. No, it's so choppy. The editing is very bad.
They're like, he'll come on and go, Z104. Then there's 5 seconds of dead air. And then they just pick him up in mid-sentence.
Right.
Where he's talking to somebody. So what do you think about the Lakers last night, Ellen Kay? Shaq still out with the hurt foot. Save for a D's t-shirt. What is Shaq's shoe size? Largest shoe in the NBA.
God.
Have it for you in just a moment, along with, oh, you want to hold on to this? A phone scam. A phone scam with Rick D's in the morning.
Total jive ass.
Oh, my God. Which will you watch? Survivor or Friends?
Yeah.
Call me right now. Results at the end of the show. Imagine if he ever had to really take live, unscreened phone calls like we do.
Imagine if 104 is going to send us a check for this yeah. kind of promotion.
Oh, no. You know what? It's just like Jack Diamond.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's so bad.
Right.
Who gives a rat's ass?
So bad, it's good.
Yeah, it's
so bad, I hate it.
It's so bad. No, I don't think normal people will be able to appreciate it the way we appreciate it.
Right.
Rob and I appreciate it because it is simply the worst radio ever. I think most people will feel about it the way you do. They'll listen to it for 5 minutes and they'll get mad.
Yes. I'm sorry I cannot share your appreciation of that jive ad.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air. This is a totally live, unscripted call.
And he makes a big deal about that.
Let's go into the gray zone. We have no idea what you're going to talk about. Eric from Baltimore, who wants to talk about the girl on Temptation Island, who's a Jimmy Buffett backup singer. I have no idea what you're going to talk about. Hello, Eric.
How you guys doing today?
Outrageous.
Outrageous. Good afternoon. Anyway, I was second row this year for Buffett at Merriweather, and I saw that girl, and she's pretty outrageous. I'm surprised that, nobody's picked her.
Who's this?
I think her name is Heather.
Oh, you mean the girl?
She's a blonde, curly hair.
They announced her on Temptation Island as a Jimmy Buffett backup singer. She's one of the
girls. I'm saying, I missed, one episode. I watched one last night, but I haven't seen her as any of the dates.
She's one of the girls they can choose from.
I think she might have been one of the girls that was blocked.
I think
since they lifted the blocks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and my wife couldn't believe that last night on 10 Days that the women voted to lift the blocks, and I said, honey, you don't understand. These are not the kind of women like most guys are married to. These are women that are like
professional women.
Yeah, what the hell?
Whatever.
Go ahead.
Would your wife lift the block?
No, my wife is the block. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, gentlemen. If you please, I have a bit of these sleeves.
All right, Bill.
I used to go to college with Billy out in Atlanta.
You mean the Billy from Temptation Island?
Yes, I went to.
Oh wow!
Back at Georgia State, this guy, believe it or not, he's an intelligent guy.
No way!
Yes, I swear to God, the chicks would flock to this brother.
Well, that doesn't mean he's intelligent.
No, he was a smart guy, but the thing is, he loved to kick people's asses.
He has that look on his face. Yeah. So he got in a lot of fights?
Yeah, I would hang out with him, and he'd usually go off with a girl at the end of the night.
Hold on. Let me ask you, what's his last name?
Cleary. William Cleary is his name.
Right.
Yes. And
you know what her name is?
What?
I'm reading her full name down the tabloid. Yeah. Mandy Lauderdale.
Mandy Lauderdale, yes.
Oh, that can't be a real name.
It's a stripper's name.
It's a hooker's name. Mandy Lauderdale.
And let me see. Before they got on the show, they were both waiting tables at the same Longhorn Steakhouse in Marietta, Georgia.
That sounds true.
He would always find a guy to kick his ass at the
end. The waiting table at the Longhorn Steakhouse, I guess that means he is a pretty bright guy.
Oh, he is an intelligent man.
Very intelligent man.
All right, gentlemen, have a good day.
He's an intelligent man because he got in lots of fights and now he's at the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Thank you for the call.
What a
The girls would flock to him because he's so scary smart.
Right. God. There are the touchstones. Oh, listen, I have a clue for you also with secret song number 4 coming right up.
Well, it's about time.
Chance to win $500 now. Be the 100th caller.
All right.
At 877-365-3636. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Yes, do you sell parakeets, there?
I guess we do.
Uh-huh. Excuse me. How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to, need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
If you don't like them, stop AFK. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, that's got to be a goof on Rick D.
Oh, it has to be, and you know Al Brooks. And you want to ask him if you ever bump into him. You've got to ask him if that's what he based it on.
Well, that's from one of Albert Brooks's
like first albums,
oldest
ever, right?
Comedy albums,
sure.
Ever. So yeah,
he'd still remember if he did it based on. You know, he's an L.A. guy, right?
Hey, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Right on. Yeah, Michael. Oh,
is that your name?
Yes, sir. 100th caller.
Yes. Where are you calling from? Michael, where are you calling from?
Meadow Bee, California, Meadow Vista.
All right, Michael, you won the DVD pass.
Sweet.
I think that's the second time you've said sweet now in this conversation.
Yo, yo.
Okay.
All right.
Knock it off.
That's you twice. Okay.
You have won the Blockbuster DVD rental pass.
Okay.
For 1 free DVD rental every day for 30 days.
My God.
Blockbuster, the best way to DVD.
It doesn't get better than that.
And now you're ready to go for $500?
I will do this.
Okay. We're going to play you a clip of a song that was a top 10 song in the 80s.
Okay.
You give us title and artist.
Righto.
And we will give you $500.
Is this Robbie? Yeah. This is not Robbie. Okay, you will give me $500 if I get it right.
This is a very thick-headed man.
All right, sir.
It sounds like the Mike Landis guy, doesn't it?
He's the Mike Landis guy, and he's talking but not listening.
Right. No, listen, this is Don and Mike. You're on the air with us now.
Hello, Don. Hello, Michael.
No, you're not. You're still talking more than you're listening, sir.
You realize you're on the air?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to play the contest now.
All right.
And here is your clue.
Okay.
The song.
I'm talking less.
But it's hard for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, thanks for admitting it.
Discipline is not my favorite topic.
The song is by a duo.
Ah.
Okay.
We wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this secret song.
Ah, there it is. I forgot to ask you, who are you going to sing like this time?
Beverly Sills.
And the money we're giving away for Secret Song is sponsored by our friends across the hall at Main Street Title.
And the odds are in your favor.
Yeah.
All right.
How's that for gay? Is that gay?
That's very gay.
No.
For $500, what's the song?
Abbey Lane by the Beatles?
Yeah, the Beatles are one of my favorite duos of all time.
Good listening once again. Way to listen to this. You didn't listen.
No, sir.
Hold on, please.
Sir, duh.
Hold on, please. Charlie, what did you just say in my headphones? Yes, I did. Charlie just said my headphones just said, and the other clue that we've given all along is from the 80s.
From the 80s.
And he guessed Abbey Lane, which isn't really a song.
Right. Right. Penny Lane.
Right.
Or Abbey Road.
Abbey Road is the album. Penny Lane. Penny Lane is the song. Listen, if you are tuned in.
I love that song, Strawberry Skelter.
If you are tuned in on WNEW right now, call the same phone number, 877-365-3636. They have finally worked this deal out.
Very good.
So we give away prizes in New York.
Excellent.
Someone at NEW is answering the phones now. Be caller 100, and you get a pair of tickets to the XFL home opener, Giant Stadium, for the New York, New Jersey Hitmen versus the Birmingham Bolts.
Cool. Is that the full name of the team, the New York, New Jersey Hitmen?
Yes, it is. So call now, call 100 if you're listening on WNEW and you win the XFL tickets.
Right.
I got a call from Leslie Gold, who does the midday show on NEW.
Yes.
Very nice lady. Mm-hmm. Talked with her a couple of times over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we offered our support on the show, and
Right.
when she was fired but not really fired. And,
yeah, when all that crap was going on up at WNEW.
And she sent me along a copy. She called me a couple days ago and sent me a copy from Crane's New York Business.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
About all the stuff with her and us,
right,
on WNEW. And you want to know what's wrong with that station? Listen to some of these quotes from Jeremy, okay? Let me see. When WNEW fired the radio chick earlier this month, industry observers were stunned. After all, lewd-talking Leslie Gold had high ratings. After she was canned, the mystery deepened when the Fall Arbitron rating book revealed her ratings had leaped. A week later, syndicated hosts Don and Mike added to the confusion by storming off the air in mid-show, complaining about mismanagement. 16 months after WNEW chucked, its long-running rock and roll format in favor of a raunchy brand of all talk, the station seems locked in turmoil as it struggles to find a winning formula. Even with an experienced management team and a roster of new acts, the station is still mired in 21st place in the local market. There's no sign management has this figured out, says Robert Umach, a consultant and former editor of M Street Journal. That conclusion was only underscored last week when both the fired Ms. Gold and the tantrum-throwing Don and Mike ended up back on the air in a slightly revised lineup. Reversals are nothing new at WNEW. It's been struggling since its glory days in the 70s and 80s when it was the self-proclaimed home of rock and roll. So far, it's been a bumpy year. And here you go. Here's the quote now from the man in charge.
All right.
The man with a plan. Jeremy Coleman, new program director, says, "We don't have ratings. We've noticed that." great quote.
Way to go.
To give Crane's New York Business. Right?
Unbelievable.
Just when you got a chance to put a spin on it, at least.
I don't know how to spin.
That's it.
I've tried. When I try to spin, I fall down.
We don't have ratings. We've noticed that.
Very good. Great quote.
You know, and then they go on in this article to say stuff that Jeremy should have said, like no talk stations immediately garner an audience.
That right.
It's tougher to get an audience with talk than it is with playing a box of records, and you have to give a format like this.
Sure.
At least a year and a half to catch on with the ratings. Mm-hmm. The people who are writing the article are saying this.
Right.
Jeremy's not saying this. And hold on. Let me see. Mr. Coleman, who acknowledges he's under intense pressure from his bosses, including Mel Karmazin, to show results, says he has confidence in the current lineup.
There you go. But don't ask me to spin. I get extremely dizzy.
We don't have ratings. We've noticed that.
We've noticed that.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, that's funny.
He is just piece of work,
wow.
Isn't he?
Unbelievable.
All right. Listen, kids. Lisa went to the Ravens parade in Baltimore.
Yep.
A couple of days ago when the Ravens won the Super Bowl this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
They had the parade in Baltimore. We sent Lisa. And here and now is the first part of Lisa's report from the Ravens victory parade in Baltimore.
Everybody loves a parade.
Set the stage for you now. We're rocking down Fayette
street down by the City Hall in Baltimore, passing by parking garages, six stories high with people screaming and cawing like birds. I think the parade's passing us right now because I'm hearing a lot of screaming and seeing some cars move in front of us. People with signs and banners waving. A lot of people pushing. For directions, was sent down here straight down the road to City Hall. I'm trying to work my way up close. People pushing from every direction.
To hear the people in the back going, car, 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 car. And what was that, Lisa? They're making bird noises?
Yeah. From everywhere. Just sounded like, ah, people trying. Some people sounded like dogs. Ooh, people just making fools of themselves.
Say City Hall again.
First person I see, she's all in purple and has everything. She's walking in the opposite direction. I say, you know, are we going the right way? It's understood where we're going. She goes, yeah, go straight down the road. You run right into City Hall. So I'm thinking, this is going to be great. The first person I talk to, this is going to be awesome.
All right, now we go. Cut number two is, this is the first man Lisa interviewed.
Very good.
At the parade.
On Ravens Radio, WJFK. Are you a native Baltimore Orion?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you ask these people the questions we had pre-written for you?
Yeah.
Okay, remember we had six or seven questions? Here we go.
Hey, can you describe the excitement here today?
Ravens fever, yeah!
What exactly do the Ravens mean to you?
It means birds fly!
Now, MVP Ray Lewis just killed me. He's so talented, don't you think?
Yes, indeed.
He just kills me.
I love that. He just kills me.
He just kills me.
And that most people, well, don't ruin it for me. I'm going to guess that most people that went right over the
I'm head. Sure it did, yes, especially with the, you know, with the pandemonium.
Now, if you could, repeat after me. Romo Seltzer Tower.
Romo Seltzer Tower.
Pollock Johnny.
Pollock Johnny.
Right on.
Right on.
It didn't really have the Baltimore accent.
Not a trace of the Baltimore accent.
No, but the thing that I question, and I've listened to the tape twice, no one even bats an eye that a reporter is just asking them to say a list of words. They all do it, and some really get into
hesitation.
It.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, here we go.
English is fried chicken.
English is fried chicken.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Who's Barbecue?
Who's Barbecue?
Art Donovan.
Art Donovan.
And Mayor Schmoke.
Mayor Smoke.
Now, have you ever had syphilis or gonorrhea?
No.
And final question, who let the dogs out?
The dog pound, yeah!
All right, so not a Baltimore accent so far. Did you bump into any Baltimore accents during this interview session?
You know, you'd be surprised that not really.
Really? Okay. Mm. But I love listening to Lisa go out with the questions.
I like Lisa's Baltimore accent, yeah. Too. I think she does a formidable one, absolutely.
I could listen to these interviews all day long. Here is a lady.
Are you a native Baltimorean?
Am I what?
A native Baltimorean?
Since I was 12.
Since you were 12. Now, can you describe the excitement here today? Crazy? What do the Ravens mean to you?
I knew these were going to be complicated. That was her answer. I knew these were going to be complicated. She looks at me and goes, oh, I knew these were going to be complicated. Too much of a challenge for the first question. Was are you a native Baltimorean?
The second question, 12, right?
Second question, what do the Ravens mean to you?
Well, it's very complicated.
They brought the town together. And MVP Ray Lewis just kills me. He's so talented, don't you think?
Yes,
very. He brings the whole team together. Now, have you ever had syphilis or gonorrhea?
No.
Would you like to say thank you to Ravens owner Robert Irsay?
Yes, thank you, Robert Irsay.
Now, repeat after me. Romo Seltzer Tower.
Romo Seltzer Tower.
Pollock Johnny.
Pollock Johnny.
Right on.
Right on.
English is fried chicken.
English is fried chicken.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Boog's Barbecue.
Boog's Barbecue.
Art Donovan.
Art Donovan.
Mayor Schmoke.
Mayor Schmoke.
And one last question. Who let the dogs out?
The Ravens.
husband. Thank you very
much.
There you go. God bless her. Okay, I love it. Okay, now you worked the Bob Irsay question.
That's a great question, because then she just went right by it.
Thank you, Bob Irsay.
Thank you, Bob Irsay.
Are you a native Baltimorean?
I stay out from Washington, D.C.
Hey, what brings you down here today?
A job. Moved down here for a job a year ago.
I see. Now, can you describe the excitement here today?
Oh, it's great. You know, anytime a town gets something new and they're winning, and it's awesome. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen the team get this excited. Living in Washington all my life, I've never seen them get this excited over a new team like this.
So you're a Ravens fan now?
I am now a Ravens fan. Coming here to Baltimore, the excitement is incredible, and I've become a Ravens fan, but I still love the Redskins.
Of course. MVP Ray Lewis just kills me. He is just so talented, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. He's a remarkable athlete. He's dominated all season.
You know, that's too funny.
Nobody gets that.
That's too funny. Ray Lewis just kills me. Everybody, oh, yes, he's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic, Mr. Irsay.
Deserved to get MVP. Be carrying this team all season. Definitely deserves it.
Hey, now, would you like to say thank you to Ravens owner Robert Irsay?
Yeah. Thanks a lot for bringing this team, you know, bringing this town happiness, a joyous occasion, and... Thanks,
Tim. Okay, now, have you ever had syphilis or gonorrhea?
No.
Okay, now, if you could, repeat after me. Okay. Romo Seltzer Tower.
Romo Seltzer Tower.
Pollock Johnny.
Pollock. You're not going to get the accent from him.
No.
English is fried chicken. Domino's Sugar Factory. Okay. I'm not trying to say anything about Baltimore, per se, but this was the only guy... I mean, he was from D.C. He moved to Baltimore.
Right.
The only person I interviewed with a perfectly normal set of teeth. Oh. Now, this really shocked my sister. I took one of my sisters with me, and she's older, but, you know, I'm familiar with Baltimore. I know what to expect in Baltimore, aside from the Inner Harbor and Fells Point. I know that there are parts of Baltimore that aren't so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just in shock. She was like, oh, my God, why don't they have a citywide, you know, dental plan or something? Uh-huh. One set of really nice, normal teeth, and he wasn't even from Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Right.
For anybody listening to us who doesn't know what Baltimore is about, just let me hit you with this real fast. Of course, you know Ray Lewis. You know, that's funny.
Right.
We have at least to say that him, the
sure.
people, you know, he kills me. Okay, second, Robert Irsay,
he's the guy that stole the football team from Baltimore, there was an outcry that could be heard around the nation.
He's the guy who moved the Colts to Indianapolis.
And it's so funny that so far everybody caught up in the joy of the moment is forgetting that this is the big villain.
When we ask people about gonorrhea and syphilis, it's because Baltimore is the STD capital of America.
And that's why, you know, so far people are just caught up in the joy of the moment, right, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. And the pronunciation of the words... I'm going to do it with Mike real fast, and Mike is going to give you how people, generally people in Baltimore talk.
Because I think the words that you selected are absolutely perfect for the Baltimore accent.
Mike, Bromo Seltzer. Domino's Sugar.
Domino's? Wasn't I supposed to say the Bromo Seltzer Tower?
The Bromo Seltzer Tower.
Bromo Seltzer Tower.
Domino's Sugar.
Domino's Sugar.
Boog's Barbecue.
Boog's Barbecue.
English's Fried Chicken.
English's Fried Chicken, hon.
Mayor Smoke. Okay, that's...
Ravens, who let the dogs out? Thank you, Mr. Irsay.
Thank you.
The Boog's Barbecue.
Art Donovan.
Mayor Smoke.
And one last question. Who let the dogs out?
People are idiots, aren't they?
Yeah!
All right, what's next? Alicia in the Rain.
We're down here. Everything's in full swing. Player introductions as they make way to the City Hall. The rain has started to come down very heavy. It's been sprinkling the whole time. Now, heavy, big raindrop. Everybody's got umbrellas. It's not seeming to turn people away. Hundreds of thousands of people here. I see them on the rooftops of buildings. I'm looking at people about 12 stories high right now. Everybody trying to catch a glimpse of the Ravens Super Bowl champion.
All right, hey, Robbie, let's go to the next cut where Lisa talks to a homeless dude.
Right.
Very good.
Oh, that was awful.
Lisa with the homeless.
Are you a native Baltimorean?
Yes, sir.
Now, can you describe the excitement here today?
It's all the hoop.
What do the Ravens mean to you?
Who the
There you go. I like this one.
MVP Ray Lewis just kills me. He's so talented, don't you think?
There's everybody, Ray Lewis, everybody. All of them stuck together.
Now, have you ever had syphilis or gonorrhea?
No, no, no. No, ask no question no more.
Okay. One more question. Would you like to say thank you to Ravens owner Robert Irsay?
Thank you, everybody, Baltimore City. Everybody from the pole to the everybody to the rich.
Who let the dogs out?
Was that his attempt to make the bird sound?
I don't know what that was
sure,
attempt at.
He smelled pretty good, though.
He smelled awful. He was spitting on me. I mean, go. I had to go and get out of there.
Good interview.
Now, a special treat. And I heard them on TV when they were announcing what was going to be happening. They were whispering because they didn't want the people in the crowd to know. The announcers on TV were saying, "We have a special treat for the fans. Now, please. You gotta keep this quiet. The Baha men are coming up on stage to sing Who Let the Dogs Out, but the fans don't know."
This was the team's present to the city.
Very good.
I knew that.
So I think.
Didn't everybody know?
Well, no, I guess most of the people there didn't know. So you have tape of this? Here we go. All right, here are. God, these idiots. The Baha men.
Live performance by the Baha Men.
God,
200,000 people.
Let's go to the religious guy. That's one bit of military technology from some lesser country. We could be taken over.
Yeah, we're done.
I really think we're toast.
Yeah.
Cut number two. Why are they taking us over?
And then we got to do a break. And Lisa's still got a couple more people to talk to. Let's hear Man Who Seems Religious. Cut number nine. Okay.
Are you a native Baltimorean?
Yes, I am.
Can you describe the excitement here today?
Well, the excitement is very intense. But what I really think that there's a blessing that's here. You have unity. You have the love of God, right? He's sending down a spirit. That's why we have this unity here right now. Above all this, what's going on, right? But there's unity. You know, there's a spirit of God above all this.
Okay, I'd wait till you ask this guy the syphilis question.
Going on right now. Here. This is the game the other night. I was going through the tunnel, right? And it's kind of amazed me that people were speaking that...
I didn't know you actually got to speak to Jesse Jackson. Jesus, this guy, shut up.
He did introduce himself to me afterwards after I turned the tape off, and it was Brother Jackson.
Brother Jackson.
He does not speak. That's a blessing.
The Ravens are very important to you.
Well, the Ravens are very important as far as the game of sport is concerned. But when they come to people, right, God is important. And when his spirit...
Christ, when do you ask this guy the questions?
Once again, not a chance of getting a Baltimore accent.
No.
You know, the Baltimore accent. The brothers don't have the brothers don't have the accent that's usually found in people like Virginia Baker. That's just, you know, it's like,
hello, Virginia Baker from Baltimore.
That's right.
I remember her from when I was a kid.
That's it.
Yeah. You hardly ever walk up to a brother and go, hey, what's happening?
And he's going
to
say, hello, how about down the ocean?
How you doing?
Right.
How you doing? Hey, dog. What's new with you? Don't make me cap your ass. Come on. I'll bust the camp in you.
It arrives, and it comes down, and it's a blessing to all that's here. Everyone that's here, that's a blessing. That's what it's all about. It's about love. L-O-V-E.
The MVP Ray Lewis just kills me. He's so talented, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, his attitude, that's what it takes, attitude, endurance. Consistency, right? And he has the heart.
Jesus.
You know, that's the reason.
This guy wants a Sunday morning show.
Not for him, because it don't take one person to win a game. It takes more than one person, takes the entire team.
How would you like to say thank you to the team's owner, Robert Irsay?
I don't have too much to say about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now could you repeat after me? Ramos Nelson.
Oh, you didn't ask this guy the syphilis gonorrhea questions?
Well, I did after this because I felt that if I asked him before to repeat after me that...
Gotcha. Okay.
Power.
Ramos Nelson Collins.
Pull off Johnny.
Hola, Johnny. I know what that is.
Right on.
Right.
No, what the hell's that?
There were fireworks going off about about 10 yards in front of me, in front of City Hall.
City Hall, hon.
All right.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. That's all right.
English is fried chicken.
English is fried chicken.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Hook's Barbecue.
Hook's Barbecue. God.
Damn.
It's all good.
Bart Donovan.
Bart Donovan.
Mayor Smoke.
Mayor Smoke.
Yeah, have you ever had syphilis or gonorrhea?
No, I haven't.
Okay, one last question. Who let the dogs out?
Very much.
My name is
Brother Jackson.
Brother Jackson.
There it is.
My name is Brother Jackson. All right. Now, the next one says, man who dislikes Baltimorean.
Oh, yeah. He was a character.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Number 11, sorry. Number 11 on my sheet.
Are you a native Baltimorean?
Excuse me, Baltimorean, did you say?
Baltimorean?
I thought you said Baltimorean. I thought you put me on, yes. Well, not originally. I was born in Pittsburgh, but I came here in 1965.
Okay, now can you describe the excitement here today?
Oh, overwhelming. This is the best day of my life. See, I haven't been to work in a week. I may not even be employed when I get back there. Who knows?
Now, what do the Ravens mean to you?
Well, they're a spirit. They're a community. A coming together of people in this area. I mean, Baltimore is a nice place to live. And we needed something to centralize us, to bring us together. This is it.
And MVP Ray Lewis just killed me. He's so talented, don't you think?
Absolutely. He's the best. He's the best NFL player there is. We know.
Now, would you like to say thank you to Baltimore owner Robert Irsay?
Excuse me?
Would you like to say thank you
to
Baltimore owner Robert Irsay?
Rest in peace. Along with Jack Kent Cook and Tagliabue someday. Won't be long.
So there's one guy who got what we were
and
doing.
And obviously, for some reason, compelled to prophesize the death of Paul Tagliabue.
Okay, now could you repeat after me? Bromo-Seltzer Tower.
Bromo-Seltzer Tower.
Pollock Johnny.
Pollock Johnny.
You don't have no luck with the Baltimore accent.
Yep. English is fried chicken.
English is flying chicken.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
English is flying chicken?
English is fine chicken.
Bird's Barbecue.
Art Donovan.
Art Donovan, Artie.
Mayor Schmoop.
Mayor Schmoop.
Have you ever had gonorrhea or syphilis?
No.
No, okay, one last question. Who let the dogs out?
Ray Lewis.
Thank you very much.
What an idiot. All right, Rob says interview number 8, track 12, is easily the best.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then let's roll that one.
You ready to go?
Okay, Rob says this is the best one. All right, here we go.
Native Baltimorean?
You say what?
A native of Baltimore, a native Baltimorean?
Is that how you say it, darling?
How do you say it? I'm not from here. How do you say it?
Nobody here is a moron to begin with.
I didn't mean anything.
How big was this guy, Lisa? Is he a large man?
Oh, he was huge. Let's see. I'm 5'6". I don't know. What?
6'4".
So that's 4 about right. Huge. He had on a coonskin hat on sideways. He had on a leather coat.
Yeah.
On top of another leather coat. He had on about 13 rings on his hands. One was a Confederate flag.
Oh, of course.
Oh, dear.
He was not clean.
Wow. Okay.
What do you think?
So that's why you had to say it like it, huh? Are you jealous? You jealous because you're from D.C.? You can't be from Baltimore?
No. How do you say it?
Baltimore.
So I would say, are you a native Balmer? Baltimore? Just Baltimore?
Well, that is better than what you were saying.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you describe the excitement here today?
That's about right. See, there's no words to really describe it.
I think he's been drinking.
Yeah.
Now, Brennan, it's speechless. It leaves you speechless for so long, it takes your breath away. It's like standing on a fresh mountaintop of snow. It's so fresh. It's so new.
say nothing.
Take that
you
back.
You can't say nothing.
I don't think he's been drinking. I think he dropped acid.
I do just enjoy it, and it's just awesome. You know it's there, and it makes you feel it, and you're part of it. But there's nothing to say.
Lisa, are you getting nervous? Are you getting nervous at this stage again about asking the other questions?
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty scared. You know, I'm looking up at him, pouring down rain. You know, it's like he's kind of standing over me because he's just so big. And then my sister, bless her heart, I mean, she's half my size. She's so teeny. And she's just looking. She's never experienced anything like this before. I'm having her, like, safely behind me. We're just kind
of... Let's get the rest of these questions. You do ask him the questions, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, MVP Ray Lewis just kills me. He's so talented, don't you think?
Says it again?
Ray Lewis. It just kills me. I mean, he's so talented, don't you think?
Yeah, he's a very talented young man. Very talented. He's very intelligent. He's smart.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome. Hey, people don't... See, I follow people in their careers from when they were young, a lot younger, you know? And he's a very talented person. He's very, very talented.
Shut up. The people from Baltimore have to be mighty proud. I wonder if the Chamber of Commerce from Baltimore is running tape on this today. Might want to just send this out with those travel brochures.
Absolutely. Right, and he's very intelligent. But like, everybody wanted to bring up something. Hey, if we hadn't went to the Super Bowl, nobody else would have said anything. But the thing is, just right now, we're standing here, something could happen, and you and me being in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's just life. That's part of life. And then people want to blow things up a lot of times because you're who you are, not what you did.
Thanks for your answer.
And that's wrong. That's morally wrong. You know, period. No more said. What's done is done. But he's a really great guy. He really is.
Yeah, would you let him take your daughter out? He's a great guy. He's a great guy because they won the Super Bowl. Absolutely. Right. That changes
everything. Now, would you like to say thank you to Ravens, Baltimore owner Robert Irsay?
You mean Robert Irsay?
Yes, Robert Irsay.
Yeah, well, he's a when he was here. When he left, it didn't matter. I don't want to thank him for his No, that's bullshit.
I mean, just you got it.
And I'm going to tell you something else. For you to even bring up somebody like that nature on a day like today, oh, for shame on you.
Oh, what a dick.
I want to cry.
For shame on you.
And he's like 6'4", and he's pointing down at you.
Yeah. For shame.
For shame on you.
All you could do was smile and nod, you know.
Oh, wow. That's why it's so great to send a cute girl out to do this.
Yeah.
I mean,
for shame on you. I'm going to eat you.
Rob out. Rob gets his ass kicked.
Get in my belly. But yeah, it's very hard to tarnish anything as beautiful as today. So you just let that go. It's like another snowflake just fell and covered up what was just said.
You could repeat after me. Brahma Seltzer Tower.
Brahma Seltzer Tower.
Polak Johnny.
Polak Johnny.
Right on.
Right on.
English's Fried Chicken. English's Fried Chicken.
English's Fried Chicken.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Hey, Domino's Sugar Factory.
Boog's Barbecue.
Oh, hey, the Boog's Barbecue. Right on, baby.
Art Donovan.
Hey, Artie the man, Art Donovan.
All right, Mayor Schmoot.
Mayor Martin O'Malley.
Okay, now have you ever had gonorrhea or syphilis?
No.
Okay, and one last question. Who let the dogs out?
I did. I let the dogs out, and I'm proud of it.
Are you a native Baltimorean?
Yes, I am.
Now, can you describe the excitement here today?
Oh, my God, it's unreal. I'm still waiting to wake up, I think.
What do the Ravens mean to you?
Oh my God, I get a headache from listening to this. I really am getting a headache. All right, let's go to a lady who may be drinking.
Okay, well,
oh God. Cut 17. Woman who may be drinking.
Don't make that up.
Brother.
Are you a native Baltimorean?
Yes, I am.
Could you describe the excitement that took place here today?
I think it was a wonderful welding of wounds that had been open for too long.
It was a welding of wounds.
A welding of wounds. Wow, nice. Poet.
Okay. Now, what do the Ravens mean to you?
Excitement.
Hey, you know, we got a little bit of the accent
home.
There.
Absolute native home. Baltimorean.
Home.
Are you a native Baltimorean?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Could you describe...
Oh, did I restart it again?
I did. Oh. I wanted to hear her say home again.
Okay, all right, Robbie.
Excitement that took place here today.
I think it was a wonderful welding of wounds that had been open for too long.
Okay. Now, what do the Ravens mean to you?
Excitement, everything pulling back together in this state the way it should be.
The MVP, Ray Lewis, he just kills me. He is just so talented, don't you think so?
He's very agile for a large man, yes. I mean, that makes him incredible.
Okay. Would you like to say thank you to Ravens owner Robert Irsay?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Thank you.
Yes. And if you could just repeat after me.
What?
You can tell, listen when she's talking. She only has like one tooth in her mouth.
Right.
On the bottom front right.
And you got the greatest potential for a Baltimore accent here, too.
All right, yes. Let's hear. Okay, she's going to start asking her the words now.
Bromo Seltzer Tower.
Bromo Seltzer Tower.
Little
Polak bit. Yeah. Johnny.
Polak Johnny.
Right on.
Right on.
No. English is fried chicken.
English is fried chicken.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Domino's Sugar Factory.
Boog's Barbecue.
Boog's Barbecue.
Art Donovan.
Art Donovan.
Right. Mayor Schmoke.
Mayor Schmoke.
Have you ever had gonorrhea or syphilis?
No.
And one last question. Who let the dogs out?
No.
Woo! Woo! Thank you so much.
God.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
But is there one last?
Yeah,
one left?
One left.
Is it worth hearing?
You've heard the best. That's
okay. All right. Lisa, we commend you.
Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, especially with that big guy. Very brave.
Very brave assignment.
It was scary.
Very brave assignment in Baltimore. I love that. Would you like to thank Ravens owner Robert Irsay?
And only one person got it.
Only one. And that guy got mad.
Yeah,
that's right. Come on, don't admit it.
Got really mad. Thank you, Lisa. Good job. Lisa in Baltimore. Well, what can I say? Charm City?
Yep.
As you said yesterday when you called the show, you've got a lot to be proud of.
Absolutely. Congratulations to the Ravens.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
John and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Friday, February 23rd, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno Style Show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first served. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show.
I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, what's fat and black with the skin pulled back? Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I was the winner one time on Make Us Laugh.
Yes, it was. And we still chuckle every time we hear it.
We do, and it's a joke we had to delete out.
Right.
But it's funny.
And the last joke that made us laugh, I'm still telling that joke to people, and it's still making people laugh.
What was the setup to that one?
What's black and sits up at the top of the stairs?
What was the answer?
Christopher Reeve after a house fire.
Very right.
Horrible to laugh at, but you simply can't help it, can you, Buzz?
That's correct. That is funny. Was even Buzz laughing
Buzz
at that?
Buzz was chuckling that one,
I was
too.
Fighting the
I
urge.
I find that really, you get a lot of the, but then it's just, you know, it's impossible.
How about that, Buzz? You're going to find an extra canister of white shoe polish in your mailbox at the end of the day.
Cool.
Proud of you, Buzz. Hey, listen, if anybody's listening to us in Greenville, South Carolina, I'd appreciate the call to find out if we're still on that radio station. Remember I told you a couple of months ago that our affiliate down there, WPEK,
right,
was being sold.
And they were going to do a format flip?
Yes. Well, as it turned out, they sold to Radio 1. which is a group owned by Kathy Hughes, and they do mainly black urban format.
Right, right.
She sold the stations to Cox Broadcasting.
Hmm. So she only had the stations for a brief period of time?
Yeah, and she already sold them to Cox.
Right.
And Cox. Yesterday, Cox, they went in and they fired everybody.
Oh, my God.
They fired the GM. They fired the PD.
Oh, that GM was a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh. So we're probably out of there.
Yeah, I don't know if we're on. I think if we are on, we may be on our final couple of days or couple of weeks on that station. I know that Westwood One, and this is what worries me, I heard that if that happens, Westwood One is all over it, that they're ready to put us on another great station in Greenville.
Like an AM. They're on it. Right on.
That's right. So if we're still on WPEK, I'd be curious to know if we're on there or not today.
They ought to keep us there because we are the... The best of our knowledge, one of the most successful shows on that station.
We're number one rated. I mean, whatever crappy format Cox Broadcasting decides to come up with,
Cox,
they should put us on.
Yeah.
And that, of course, reminds me of one of my mentors in the radio business when I worked at 13Q in Pittsburgh, when I was best friends with Don Cox.
Don Cox.
Who used to give away lollipops on his show. You could call it a win, Cox Suckers.
Very good. Wasn't he one of those crazy guys that you hung out with?
He's the guy who...
He didn't shoot anything, did he?
Hey, you got a good memory.
I do.
He's the guy...
Oh, he fired around into the program director's house.
He did two things to the program director.
Oh, my God.
Bob Savage. One night we're just driving around in his Jaguar. I was 16. I had just gotten this job in Pittsburgh.
Cutting your radio teeth.
And Don Cox could not have been nicer to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would go to his house and his wife would do my laundry and cook me dinner.
You know, nowadays, if he'd been nice to you like that, he might be in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, driving around with a loaded gun.
Right.
He said one night, hey, you want to go see where Savage lives? I said, yeah, sure. So we go driving around, get to this nice neighborhood, and he goes, look at that house. Look at that, son.
He didn't fire into it, right? He fired
in the air. He's one of those guys with a real southern accent. Son,
yeah.
Do you believe that, son? Look at that, son. Oh, that pisses me off. Hey, open the glove box.
I have a glove box,
but he goes, give me the gun.
Oh, my God. I was like, did you get a pucker factor like, to beat the band when
like,
that happened?
You wouldn't believe.
Sure.
I said, I don't see it in there. And he leaned over, pulled out a gun. Boom, boom, boom. Three shots in the air,
and then just peeled out.
And we drove away. Now, unrelated to that, this program director, Bob Savage, he moved out of that house.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And he moved into an apartment. I swear to God, this is a true story. I come into work one day, and I go into the studio. I was doing 6 to 9 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Cox on the radio did 3 to 6. So I go in at about... 3:30, because he would always have me do jobs for him, like run this money over to the bank and deposit it.
Oh, no.
I mean, really.
The wide-eyed kid.
Really, but the guy could not have been nicer to me.
Sure.
So one day I go in the studio about 3:30. I go, hey, Cox, what's happening? He goes, come here, shut the door. He turns the microphone on. Obviously, we're not on the air. He's got it potted down.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned the mic on, so the light goes on and no one comes in.
Right.
He goes, if anybody asks you... about Bob Savage's apartment, you know nothing. I said, well, I don't know anything. He said, right, remember that. All right, get out of here. Get out of here. So I leave the studio, and I'm walking around, and about an hour later, I see the program director. And he says, come on in. It's one of those days, he had to sit down with the program director before every show.
Go over your tape.
Yeah, so one of those guys. So he's just sitting down, and he's like telling me what I got to do on the show that night, and he says, you know, the damnedest thing happened, man. It just moved into this condo a couple of weeks ago, and somebody broke into my house.
Oh, no.
And stole camera equipment, and stole my hi-fi, and stole all this stuff. And I just sat there.
At this point, you're biting your lower lip.
And I left, and I go to the studio to do the changeover at 6 o'clock, and I said, this thing at his house, he just told me somebody broke into his house. And God says, I wonder who might arrange something like that.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I swear to God,
Oh, man.
He was a badass, but he was a good, loyal friend to me.
Whatever happened to him, do you know?
Yeah, I do. He's working down at Hot 105 in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
probably a good city for him.
As a matter of fact, I think when we were briefly on in Miami, we might have called him up one day and had him on the air.
Todd Cox.
Cox on the radio. Was a very nice guy to me. But that's the only time I've ever been with anybody who pulled out a gun and fired it in the air near a program director's house. Just because he hated this guy so bad.
Just more evidence that the nicest people befriended you.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a guy you wouldn't want to have on the enemies list, I suppose.
No.
The guy you want to be a friend of.
Don Cox, also, when I got to Pittsburgh, like the second day I was in Pittsburgh, and keep in mind, I was 16, I had enough credits to graduate high school, so I was out living on my own at 16. Mm-hmm. He said to me, here's what you need. You need a new car. You need a Pennsylvania driver's license. You need a special car, a card from the mayor of Pittsburgh in case you're ever pulled over for speeding. And you need a gun.
Oh, God.
And he's going down the list of things I need.
God.
And I'm like, no, I don't need a gun.
Don't need a special card.
And you need a gun permit. I will get all of these things for you.
Oh,
and I said, the only thing you can help me with is the driver's license. Just get me the driver's license. And he called me up the next day and he just said, go to DMV. Just go to DMV and ask for some person's name.
Julio.
I went and I asked for this person's name. I didn't take a test.
Right.
I didn't fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
I had my picture taken and I had a Pennsylvania driver's license.
And you had the head-on collision right after you left the DMV.
Thanks to Cox on the radio.
God. Oh, wow.
And then he convinced me to buy an MG because my car was too crappy.
Right.
So he got me an MG at cost.
That's good.
Wow. And I couldn't drive a stick. So he took me down to Pittsburgh at 2 o'clock in the morning.
How many years ago?
Oh, this is 1976.
Could you afford the MG when you bought it?
No. Of course not. But, you know.
Not even a cost.
But I bought it. And it was sitting in the parking lot, and I realized I don't know how to drive a stick.
Right.
He said, son, no problem. I'll meet you back here at 2 a.m. We went back to the station at 2 a.m. We went to downtown Pittsburgh, which was absolutely, you know, nobody downtown at that time. And Don Cox taught me how to drive a stick.
That's right.
In the middle of the night, you know, going down the street. Okay, now. Foot on the clutch. Right now, back it off good. Move it to second gear, son.
Did you remember how to do that? The knowledge of driving a stick, did it, and remember who's asking you this? Did that stay with you, that knowledge?
Yes, it did.
Did it? Okay, because I've never seen you drive a stick.
I've had cars that have a stick.
Have you had a stick?
Yeah, I have.
Have you had a stick since we've worked together?
Yeah, sure I have.
Why do I think I have a memory? The reason I was being goofy about that, I thought that you said that you don't know how to drive a stick sometime in the...
No, absolutely I know how.
Okay, so you do know. So it's
stuck. Thanks to Cox on the radio.
Don Cox.
Thanks to Don Cox on the radio.
Okay.
I'll give you one other Don Cox story. I was living...
What about driving the stick I hadn't heard before?
He also put me in a high-rise in Pittsburgh that I couldn't afford.
Right.
So I moved in, and I had no furniture.
Right.
And he said, don't worry about it. And the next thing you know, guys are moving in sofas, and I got a TV. Again, I'm not paying for it. I don't know where it's coming from. Now, I had...
It's coming from the Pittsburgh Mafia is where it's coming from.
I had no telephone, okay, because, you know, I'm 16. I had barely enough money to pay the rent in this place, in this car.
Right.
So he would communicate with me through the radio station. For instance, one Saturday morning about 11 o'clock, I had the station on. I was one of those guys, I always listen to 13Q, my radio station. I hear the disc jockey come on and go, hey, good morning, 13Q. This is Jim Quinn. I understand Cox on the radio is having a wild, wild pool party at his house today. All the Q jocks are out there. Don Geronimo's out there. Don Cox is out there having a great time at Don Cox's house. And that was like...
That was your cue to get over there?
A cue to get in the car and go to his house. And I pull up in front of his house and he goes, hey, you were listening, right? Come on in. We're having a party, son.
Pretty good experience, I guess, for the... lucky that you lived through that one.
Yeah,
I think so.
He was very nice to me.
And he's still alive.
I think. I think he's still alive.
That's good.
Cox on the radio. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. This is Rick from Greenville.
Yes, hello, Rick.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, we're still on Greenville?
Yeah, you're on. And the only thing they've been pulling lately is like on Monday, they pull you off almost every Monday for the college basketball games.
Right.
I think they did that all along, I'm pretty sure.
Did they? Have they changed the format of the station yet?
No. Lee's on before you. I think that Dr. What's her name?
Yeah.
It's not the blonde one. It's the dark-haired one.
Well, either way.
Dr. Giggles.
If you got a doctor on before you, that's a winning lineup.
Yes, doctor.
All right.
One comes on early in the morning, then Liddy comes on, then you guys come on.
Is it any wonder that we're the only show on the station with any ratings? All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
This is Mike in Greenville. I just got off the phone with the radio station and asked them if they were going to be dropping y'all. And they said, yeah, the girl who answered the phone just found out today herself.
Hmm.
So they are going to be dropping the show, unfortunately.
Really? When?
She didn't say. She didn't know. She just said that she just found out today, unfortunately, that she probably feed me a line of BS. But according to her, she said that it's going to be dropped.
We'll call them up and find them. Thank you.
Please do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because the word that I had heard,
you know, it's funny because if they're going to drop us, well, I don't want to say. It's always a good idea to let us know first.
Since you mentioned Liddy, his lawsuit ended in a mistrial today in Baltimore. The jury could not reach a verdict.
Hey, that's a win for G.
Right.
Way to go, G, man. Wow. Wow.
How about that?
That's a big win for him.
Hey, good for him.
Oh, he is going to come back.
Oh, my
God. He is going to have a party.
Oh, Jesus. We got to get him on the show. We got to reach him and get him on the show.
There is going to be DNA all over the studio tomorrow.
But when did this come down, Buzz?
Just this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Oh, we got to get in touch with him and put him on the radio.
Hey, Rob, see if you get a hold of Liddy.
Okay.
If he wants to come on and talk about his victory.
I mean, we have supported him through his lawsuit.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? I spent too much time with Cox on the radio. We got to do a break. Then we'll come. Well, no, I got to do this first because it's 5 o'clock.
They'll probably close the business line.
Yeah, find out what the deal is with Greenville.
You know, why don't we do a candid phone?
Hello, are you canceling the Don and Mike show
candid phone
today?
Are you canceling the show because of a change of ownership?
We've burned your buns.
Yes, sir.
Well, if that is true.
Yeah, here's an alert to all the Greenville stations that would like to have a number one rated afternoon show.
Yeah, we're here.
We're queer.
We're not going skiing. All right, well, everybody's calling the station now. We'll figure it out when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show. It'll give douche chill to ye. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello.
I don't know how to do that.
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, yeah, Don, this is Chris in Greenville. The Pete just cut your program at 5 o'clock, went to play in Tiger Woods golf information.
Huh?
What?
The Pete took your show off air at 5 o'clock and started playing golf programming.
Golf programming? How do you play golf programming on the radio?
Well, they're just... Let me turn it up for you. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Look at that autograph, too, incidentally. Don't throw that away, either. It's a memento for somebody.
He was a bit of a freakish incident, but, you know, he is the marquee name out here. He's bringing people out, and, you know, for him to get hurt
any kind of way would be
They're talking about Tiger Woods' sprained knee from giving an autograph.
Now, I wonder if they just went to some other...
I'm sure they did.
...network feed because we were talking
about
them.
That's what they did because we got hip to it. They wanted to just keep us, string us on as long as possible.
So you guys got to stay here, man.
Well, listen, we want to stay in Greenville. There has to be a new station, though.
Yeah, go to Charlotte, 95.7 in Charlotte. They'll love you guys. You just got to pitch it to them, man, I'll tell you, though.
Okay,
thanks.
And you are everywhere.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Tick, 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 tick.
Bye bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Todd from Greenville.
Hi.
Love you. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
The pig just yanked y'all.
Mm. Yeah, we just heard.
Okay, well, I just want to give you a heads up. And I called in there, and a bunch of other people were calling, and I think they're trying to appeal to a different demographic.
Pretty amazing, the number one ratings. You know, it just boggles the mind sometimes. You can be successful and it doesn't mean anything.
What demographic do they need beyond number one Arbitron rated?
I don't know, but I think they're just going with somebody with a little darker suntan than I have or you have or Mike or Buzz have.
Okay, welcome. Okay. It's nice that the Klansman calls to tell us
once
that.
Once again, welcome to Greenville.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Thank you. No.
That's not what it is.
The
no.
station was sold to a group of black broadcasters called the Hughes Company.
Right.
She sold it to Cox Broadcasting.
Uh-huh. Right. So that's
which is owned by a bunch of whiteys.
Right. Right. So let's find out what's going on.
Okay.
Let's try to call
a company. W-B-E-K. A
company with that name ought to embrace this show. I agree.
Actually, Charlie just told me.
I don't think business line is busy.
You know, and frankly, I thought I'd get a bigger laugh out of Marty Bass's, Wendell's autographed picture of Marty Bass.
Yeah,
and
you would.
Wendell, if you're listening, I told Wendell to listen at the beginning of that. I said I'd give it to you as we went on the air.
But we were coming right on with this breaking news about being yanked in Greenville.
Isn't that an attractive photograph of Mr. Marty Bass right there?
Yes,
you know,
it does.
Wendell handed this to me, and I snatched it from him. To Wendell. Marty Bass. Hi, Wendell. I'm sorry, that's what it says. Hi, Wendell. And it's back when Marty was young and handsome.
Yeah.
Don't you think he's young and handsome?
I noticed it.
Hello, Marty Bass. Wendell, you can come and get your picture whenever you want.
Hello.
It's got the Marty Bass bio. Did you read that on it?
No, I want to focus on the WPEK thing for just a second.
A native of Louisville, Kentucky, Marty Bass joined WJZ-TV.
But you don't, okay.
As the weathercaster feature reporter. You know, he's been with that station since 1977, Don.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were aware of this or not, but as of the last 15 minutes when you guys began to get into the peak situation, you guys are no longer on the peak.
Right, that's what we've heard. Thank you.
Thanks.
But Mike has a great picture of Marty Bass.
You know, it's another disappointment, this WPEK situation, but it's cheering me up just to know that I've got Marty staring at me right here. I kind of always thought Marty was a native of Baltimore, and this bio tells me a different story. So that whole thing about, the Baltimore accent from Marty Bass is completely contrived.
The amazing thing is that he made it up from Louisville and lost the accent.
Yeah. He attended Southern Illinois University.
That's not in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who realizes we just lost an affiliate 10 minutes ago?
I heard something about
it. But what can we do?
Well, I don't know.
What can we do?
Well, I guess we could stare at a 20-year-old picture of Marty Bass.
Yes, we can.
I guess we could.
Absolutely. When you can't stand any more bad news, you stare at a picture of Marty Bass.
What do psychologists call it? Redirecting? Something like that.
Hello, I'm Don and Mike Show.
Don Mike.
Yeah.
Heard making fun of my snowflakes. Call my snowflakes.
What? I don't get this.
He's making fun of the guy that Lisa interviewed.
Oh, I got you.
You can't see him, but you feel it.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I was born and raised in Baltimore, and I'm telling you why you're never going to get the accent that you're looking for. You have to go to the birthplace of white trash, which is Highlandtown or Dundalk, or as they say, Hollandtown and Dundalk.
So, Hollandtown.
Unless Hollandtown.
That would be, sir, that would be Hollandtown.
Hollandtown, yeah.
In Dundalk.
But you're never going to get to go down the ocean, get the water, go down land ashore, or nothing like that, unless you go to Hollandtown or Dundalk. Because they're more higher, you know, a little higher class areas.
All right, we got you. Thank you.
All right, hon.
All right. Body, you think some people, though, from Hollandtown or from Dundalk would have come downtown to see the parade.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, this is Drew from Highlands, North Carolina.
Yes, hello.
You're not on down here anymore. I guess you guys already know that.
So you listen to us from the Greenville station?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
What the freak is going on?
All right, well, listen, what Charlie just told me during the break, which is why I didn't fall down to the Marty Bass picture, because I knew that Charlie had talked to someone at the network who had said that the peak, what they were going to do.
I just turned it over.
Did you
just turn it over?
I appreciate that.
He's not looking at me anymore.
I appreciate that.
Looks like there's a sticky on the back of it. Like Wendell might have had this on the wall at one time.
Or maybe that's something else.
Oh,
think about that, huh?
Ew.
Broyle says that the people from Westwood One got a call from WPEK, our affiliate in Greenville. Now, the station was sold, and they're going to blow up the format, and they would rather do something else.
Months ago, you'd been on the air with the fact that we were going to be canceled there.
Yeah, that they were going to eventually, when they sell the station, they're going to change the format. But apparently their plan was they were going to leave us on the air until February 16th.
Right.
So that they could ease people along and make them think that we were still going to be there. That is the deal they'd worked out with Westwood One. And apparently,
radio scumbags, and I guess we put a little chink in their armor today.
Yeah, we screwed the deal up.
Yeah, good.
By talking about it on the air.
That's good. My only regret is that we didn't do it sooner now, because that would have really messed up their plans.
Yeah. Right. So listen, Westwood One, I know you guys are listening on the satellite now that we're on in New York. I know you got us piped in up there.
Westwood Ho!
Get us that... Get us that new station in Greenville.
And make it an FM station so that, you know, the pain is a little less for our listeners up there.
Yeah, and you know what? We don't care if it's a crappy FM station.
As long as it's got a signal that can be heard.
Yeah, you know, give us the crappy classic rock station or whatever you got bringing up the rear.
We just don't want to be on, you know, you're listening
to the John of a...
Yeah, right.
Right.
Guys, you don't understand. Down here, we have nothing. We have nothing but sports talk. I'm from New Jersey, and I live out here in the hills of North Carolina. And it is such crap on the radio.
You know, you would think. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for the call, my friend. You know, listen, hold on. I got to try to get another line here to call the station.
All right.
Thanks. Sorry.
All right. No problem.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. You would think that no matter what direction they wanted to take the station in, the fact is, what are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to have this.
The Marty Bass.
This has to be taken out. You know, give it, Rob. Take that and give it back to Wendell, please. Sorry.
You know.
I am sorry.
We're losing a very important affiliate today.
I know we are.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You are just busting them out about a picture of a Baltimore weatherman.
I am very sorry. I am not being a responsible show member. I can't, you know. It's like Arthur and the Moose when he goes to meet Susan Johnson's father. You know, enough. We know there's a moose there, Arthur. I was the same way.
Yeah, but you're not drunk.
No, I'm well. How do you know? All
right. Okay.
Yeah, so, anyway, I'm sorry.
What were you saying?
It was about the peak.
Yes.
Right.
I don't see why. Well, now you maybe forget it. I know what. No. I got it. You know what? Never mind. Never mind. It's just our career. Never mind. What the hell? You know, as we discussed this morning,
I know.
We were talking about the other situation.
Yeah, that's a significant...
What the hell?
That's a significant affiliate. You know what? What kills me, and now I am...
Hold on, now I remembered. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
No matter what they're going to do with that station,
right,
whether it be country or rock or polka or 80s, why would you take off the one show that had achieved number one Arbitron status?
Yeah, I mean, to be number one on a very powerful radio station, it's no small accomplishment, and I don't get it either. And obviously, it's a corporate thing, I would think. It's a corporate decision that comes down from the top where they want to do their own thing. I think it's a revenue issue, because these big companies look at that and they say, well, we want to make something with ours. You know, it's their spots, not another company's spots that go
ahead.
Well, listen, does our company have a station in that market?
Listen, our company has stations
in every market.
And they don't, our company, you know, as we've discussed, although we were told today, I can't say we, Mike. I have to thank Mike. You know, I normally do all the crap work on this show, but I've been feeling like crap myself recently. And this right. is a great plug for your band.
Yes. Yes, yes, crap.
I've been feeling like crap. So the last couple of days I've said to Mike, would you please just handle the phone calls with our agent?
You know, and today, more than any other day, I realized that why you sometimes come in here dragging when you deal with it.
Because it's never a 10-minute phone call.
Rather tedious. And yeah. it was about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour of dealing with that crap today. And, you know, it's a drag.
Greenville ringing on one. Okay, put it on hold. Thank you.
We're sorry. The carrier you have selected is unable to complete your call at this time.
That's right. They canceled our phone service.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, so it's been a lot recently of dealing with this kind of crap.
Anyway, one thing that Mike learned from this phone conference with our agent today
right.
was that Ken Stevens gets very upset when we call him names.
He's very sensitive. It's very complicated.
He doesn't like to be called names.
That's right.
Wow.
You know, well,
and who does?
And that I thought of that when you said, you know, hey, but doesn't our company own a station
right.
in that market? Of course, our company owns a station in every market, but our company feels no obligation to put this show on in any other market.
We need some kind of advocate. And you know, the problem is...
And really, I almost called Ken a name there, because you just say that,
right.
you know, yeah. if Ken Stevens would get off his ass and would go to someone and say, listen, what?
Nothing.
What?
No, it's just the conversation I had today. It's kind of that's one of the things that that was discussed about Ken and just trying to make things right. And, okay. you know, now I'm demonstrating how very little power I have over
I'll zip
this
it.
Program. Okay.
I'll zip it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we've had.
I didn't call him a name.
I know you didn't, but we've had a lot of behind-the-scenes crap going on.
He could help more, though.
He could help in this situation. He could help. But, I mean, you know, right now, and you know, who knows? Maybe down the road he will. I don't know.
I don't think he will. I don't.
No.
I have no faith in him. I'm not calling him names, though.
No, you're not.
But he could make this... He could make this right.
Well, we have to identify where the you know, where the opportunity is down there and get this done. It's been our experience, you know this, that when this happens, and we have to be honest with our listeners around the country, when this happens, it is not an automatic thing. The only market where we have gotten on practically the day after management changes or ownership changes is in Mobile, Alabama. And that's where we went through like five radio stations in six months.
Yeah.
And I mean, we'd lose a station and the next day we'd be on. And I don't understand why that doesn't happen, because we had great ratings down there, so it should happen in Greenville.
Because Mobile gets us, man.
Right. We should, you know, we should go through the damn phone book and call every single radio station in Greenville.
Make it happen, Ron.
We should. We should do it that way, because I don't think we've ever really done it that way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I'm dying.
Are you from Greenville?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I thought you had cancer or something.
Well, I feel like it. I'm telling you. I've been listening to you guys for, what, 4 years now? Every day, on my way home, and I don't know that I can live without you.
Did they pull the plug today while you were listening just a few minutes ago?
It was at 5 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I don't know why they're such dickweeds about it.
Well, did we change? I've been trying to call the radio station, and you can't get through. I can
yeah.
hear you guys.
Yeah, I found that out, too. Every time I've tried, it's been busy also.
So I was trying the studio line and the office line and cannot get through. They also quit doing live programming. So I don't even get my news and all that stuff in the mornings anymore.
Well, you know what? That has to be just kind of some kind of a smokescreen.
Yeah, while they're getting ready to come in with a new format.
Like when a radio station will come on and play like Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
for 2 days straight.
Oh, God.
And then they end up being a format that plays all Backstreet Boys or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. That's probably what they're going to do. It's pretty obvious what they're going to do. And, you know, what's the only nice thing about all of this is that when they do make these changes, mm-hmm. you know, we won't be there, but they will fail. They will fail at yep. this, and they will have less success, generate less revenue, because they wanted to do their own thing. Well, go ahead and do their own thing. We're, you know, that's. I'd like to go across the street and kick their ass.
Yeah.
So would I. And you know we're going to kick their ass. We've got a ready-made audience down there.
But unfortunately,
I've never even heard of.
Hold on. You know what? Hold on. We got a girl right here. Tell us, what's an FM station that sucks in Greenville?
An FM station that sucks. You want country or you want rock?
I don't care. Rock.
We have a new good one. How about not many people listen to 93.7?
Perfect.
Well, that's the kind of endorsement we're looking for.
Would you, if we got on there, is it a good signal? Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
And if we were on there, you'd go right over there, right?
Oh, I'd go anywhere. As a matter of fact, my next thing is I'm going to have to spend $2,000 and get satellite radio.
We're not available on satellite.
You're not?
No.
Sorry.
We're not. Listen, 93.7, do you know what the call letters are?
Let me ask. Let me get Tony. He'll know something better.
Yeah, get Tony. Tony knows everything.
Tony knows everything.
Tony.
Oh, he's got his music loud. Tony, come out here for a second.
I'm cutting an effing spot.
Come here. I'm talking to Don and Mike.
Tony.
They just took Don and Mike off the air.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Bastards.
So we're trying to find a station that they can...
Hey, and incidentally, I'm sure that they didn't announce this.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
But the Greenville... fall ratings book came out,
right?
Yeah.
3 days ago.
Uh-huh.
We're number one.
Oh, my God.
Cool. 3 days ago.
And that's how we're rewarded.
Right.
Dicks.
We get S-canned. We get It's Shay and K.
This is one, boy, you know, we rarely, like, go over the top.
Boy.
We should really, like, dive in with both feet and try to get this done.
Well, let's find out what 93.7 is.
Can we, like, write a petition and try to change our minds?
Get a phone book, honey.
Get a phone book.
We're going to make it happen right now.
Go to radio.
He said 102.5.
Honey.
Yeah, he's another radio station.
Never mind.
Goodbye. Thank you, Rob.
All right, let's see.
All right, look for 93.7 and 102.5.
Well, some of them don't have dial positions.
Right.
Here's 102.5.
What does it say? Does it have anything?
Listen to the fag slogan.
What?
My 102.5.
Oh, there's no way.
No. Then there's a station called The Planet.
Well, that could be us.
There's a station Oldie Something. WTPT, The Planet. You know where I bet we end up.
I know.
News Talk 1330 WORD.
WORD.
The word. All right, hold on. We got 93.7. Now, hold on.
That's right. It's on here, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
On WFBC.
We're taking it door to door.
WFBC. Hold on.
Should be on there.
More importantly than all that, though, Rob, did you get Marty Bass's picture back to Wendell?
I did.
No, it's not on there, Robbie. It's not on there. She gave me everything. Dial position, everything except a freaking phone number.
All right, here we go. Rob's calling right now.
All right, let me try The Planet.
I like that. The Planet.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds right.
The Planet.
Hello.
We're on The Planet.
The Planet. WTPT.
Astralina.
Yeah, I bet we could do this faster than Westwood One, Cam.
Yeah, but you know what's tough? It is 5:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, at radio stations.
Yeah.
5:30 closing time means everybody left at 4:15.
Everybody's on Andy Rice time.
That's right.
RCT.
I guarantee you Andy's not in the building, right?
Rice Central time.
Yeah. It's 5:30:20.
There's no answer there.
Yeah, he's gone, right? He's gone 5 minutes ago, maybe earlier than that.
They don't even have freaking one of those machines, though. Wow, this might be the station for us.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's a good sign.
If they're so broke, Dick, they don't even have one of those things saying, you've reached... No? I'm not getting an answer. All right, Rob's got WFBC.
And I'm told it's the planet.
It's the planet?
It's the same as the planet.
Oh, different phone number.
Let's find out.
Maybe there's several stations.
Probably. You know, what I would hope is that maybe there'd be a direct line. It would be picked up by the... Wonderful. She sounds...
I'll tell her she's on the air.
That's right.
M. Whoever it is.
Good afternoon, Intercom. This is Cheryl.
Yes, good afternoon, Cheryl. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. I hope that's all right with you. We are looking for your general manager of WFBC.
We were just taken off the peak.
Oh, okay.
And we're looking for a new home.
You are.
Yes, we are.
Figure we could do it faster than our network can.
We thought we'd do it on our own this time.
And this station is one that our listeners have called and said could use a helping hand.
WFBC?
93.7.
They said that they'd like to see the Don and Mike show on this radio station.
In the mornings.
No.
No, in the afternoon.
Honey, we're on right now.
We're the number one rated afternoon show in Greenville.
Okay, and you want to speak to the program director?
No, the general manager. And what is your format, can I ask?
It's CHR.
Okay. Oh, top 40. All right,
yes.
Good. Great. Well, Clara, could you please put us through to her?
It's Cheryl, and yes, I will go see if he is available.
Very good.
Thank you.
Tell him the number one morning, the number one afternoon show in Greenville wants to speak with him.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, hold on.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, now just take that out of your minds, gentlemen. Just take that song out of your minds. It's going to be okay. Yes, it would be a very stark departure.
But, you know, you're going to think I'm a fag again.
Truly?
Because I'm truly.
Perfect pitch there. You fell off there at the end.
Truly. She's a brick house. This is around the time that Lionel Richie turned white.
Right.
Around the time he became friends with Kenny Rogers.
That's true. Mm. That's truly true.
Well, as you can hear, they're chomping at the bit to talk to us.
Yes, no doubt Cheryl, she's a taskmaster.
Well, Robbie,
this would be the CHR for
guys.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Yes. He is in a meeting right now.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
You can tell him to kiss the bad spot. This was his chance for greatness.
That's right. He blew it. Okay. Thank you.
Tell him, though, it's a great idea to play Truly by Lionel Richie at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good day.
Thank you, Clara.
Clara Whore!
No wonder they call it WFBC.
You seem okay. Nice.
Well, there's, can you smell that? That's smoke. That's that bridge.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was going to happen anyway, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't think it would be happening.
All right, let's see.
Who's next on the list? How many more friends can we make?
Well, Mike, let's try my 102.5.
Oh, dear.
My 102.5.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are.
You have reached the business office for My 102.5.
We're gone.
MYI. Uh-huh. Regular business hours are 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. If you know the extension of the person you're trying to reach, you may dial it at any time during this message. For the company directory, press pound. And thanks for calling My 102.5.
All right. You want to call a country station?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Because we know in Greenville, South Carolina, a country station will change 4 minutes to put us on. Stranger things have happened.
You have reached the business office for 92.5 WES.
Same company.
Yeah. Same guy.
One of those radio stations where they have 15 in one building.
Friday. If you know
this is what every small market has become.
That's right. Christ, every big market's become that.
Every big market, every small market. But, you know, at least in the small markets, in the real small ones, you used to have those mom and pops, you know, where the guy would have a bottle of booze in his vest.
Right. All right, let's try Oldies Radio.
Hey, super. Here we go. Right now. Oldies and Don and Mike.
I mean, I ask you not.
The best hits of the 50s and 60s, Don and Mike all afternoon.
That the ratings came out 3 days ago.
Right.
And we're number one again. Mm-hmm.
Well, Clara wasn't aware of it.
Clara's got an old smelly cooter.
Wow.
She's listening to Lionel Richie. She probably picked the station up between her legs.
Well, then I hope that the station soon certainly plays good vibrations.
All she has to do is tune her hymen. Oh, I told Mike, I couldn't help but laugh today when I was watching the Chamorro trial.
Right.
He must have spent an hour today discussing if the girl's hymen was broken or not.
Mm-hmm.
And what it would take to break the hymen.
Yes.
If it would take a soft penis. any rat penis.
Real detail.
Or how many of Mark Chamora's fingers it would have taken to break the girl's hymen. And as it turns out, her hymen is not broken.
Ah, okay. Significant development in the trial. Indeed.
Right.
I could break that hymen.
Well, you know what? I'm afraid, God, it pains me to say this, we're going to have to leave this up to Westwood One. Hey, Charlie.
That's pretty funny.
Hey, Charlie, is Westwood One up for this? I mean, we talked about it briefly earlier today. Chuck Broyhill?
Because I think it's in their best interest, whatever station, they have a quick turnaround here.
Yeah, I think he said that they were working on it. Are they working on it, really?
Yeah, they are.
Westwood One?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it any of these stations that we've called?
I don't know which ones you've called.
Okay. Well, the one, first one we called, they might not be.
It wasn't the top 40 station.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Okay, good.
Because we've got an enemy there now.
Right.
Clara.
They were disgusting. And, it's not W-O-R-D, is it?
Let me see.
Is it W-O-L-D?
I am the morning DJ at W-O-L-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-O-L-D. God damn, we're doing a lot of singing on the show today.
Harry Chapin.
Sounds good, too.
Thank you, Charles.
Sure, Michael.
You're welcome.
All right, he's looking at the list. He's got no idea.
No, I do. I don't see the call letters of the station's name.
Why'd you say?
Because I always
he does that to me all the time.
All right, clear the lines out.
And you know, I was ready for you if you ever did that, and
right.
I forgot.
What were you going to do?
Clear the lines out.
You're clever.
Let's do the secret song number 4.
Put that rapier wit back in its scabbard.
call 100 right now. 877-365-500,
wow.
If you're caller 100 right after this.
Number 1, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Mike,
home of the Kings,
#1
Sports
right
1140, KHTK.
Get your S-canned.
Battling J.D., the Don and Mike Show.
The never-ending battle. And here we go with a call 100.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Yes, yes, you are. What is your name?
Pablo, Paul.
Hey, Pablo, where are you from?
Sacramento, tomato.
Call 100. This is another wacky contest player.
Yeah, we've had some wacky contenders today.
My friend, you won the Blockbuster DVD rental pass.
Beautiful.
Good for a free DVD rental every day for a month. 30 days, 30 DVDs from Blockbuster. Vote for the 7th Annual Blockbuster Entertainment Awards online at blockbusterawards.com. Okay, here you go.
Thank you, sir.
$500 on the line. Secret song number 4 from the 80s. Top 10 hit sung by a duo.
Okay.
You got it.
You got it?
Well, I'm going to try.
All right. We wish you Godspeed. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Louis Armstrong.
You keep moving farther and farther back.
That's all I can do for you.
Come on, please move ahead.
I want to delay.
It's hard.
Move forward.
It's hard. I can't. I mean, I'm trying, but I mean, it's.
Well, what about
singing impressions are not easy for
okay,
me.
Okay, what about Christ? What about one of the Beatles? I mean, at least that's in the 60s. Or how about Mick?
All right, I'll do Mick Jagger.
Thank you. Okay. We wish you.
Yeah, that's easy.
Godspeed.
Thank caller, name this secret song.
And incidentally, that's how most songs sound to Mick Jagger. Do you want to mention, of course?
How most impressions sound on this show.
Money. Oh, come on. Is supplied by Main Street Title.
Rats on the east side. Bedbugs uptown. Look at me. I'm a oh, yeah.
Come on, you're the greatest.
I wasn't slamming you. That's how it happens a lot of times because I'll have a roadblock and then you'll say, you can do that. And then I'll say, yes, I can do that. That's what I mean. I was being actually very serious about that.
You're no Julie D's.
Thank you for that compliment.
For 500 bucks, who is singing the song and what is the title?
I'm going to throw out Maneater by Hall & Oates, if you please.
No.
Oh.
But thank you, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Thanks, fellas.
Good guess. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And you know, a lot of times, really, that's how Mike gets the best impressions,
mm-hmm.
is that we'll be sitting around the office talking about what to do on Jeopardy on Friday.
Absolutely.
Right? And really, I'll look in the newspaper, see a picture, I'll say to him, hey, you can do this guy. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, I can't. I go, yeah, you can do it.
Oh, absolutely. We've had more of those than I can count.
And
absolutely.
Then he does it. And like, he does it, and within 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I say to him, you got it.
Yeah, that's the way it happens a lot of the times. And I'll do one, and I'll throw one out. I mean, well, for low-budget Jeopardy, you know, I'll throw out a bunch of ideas. And you know, sometimes if I go too far back, like Louis Armstrong, then we go forward a little bit, and it keeps on going.
That's why you guys are a team.
That's right.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I got
a question for you.
I'm already thinking about next week's Jeopardy.
Really?
Perfect time for you to do Hannibal.
Ah, yes.
Ooh, absolutely. Yeah. That's when the movie opens.
Yes. Yeah. And that, boy, maybe it's the trailer, maybe it's the way that movie, but I am more anxious to see that movie than any movie in the last 5 years.
You know what it's about, the new trailer that's gotten me?
What is it?
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah, hello, Clarice. And just enough of him in that one scene where you see him opening his mouth and lunging at that face.
Huh.
And I hope it's not. You know, I really think sequels, you got about an 80% chance they're going to be crap.
Yeah, but I think that they got enough pressure on them that they know that people love Hannibal the Cannibal. People love him. And I mean, I didn't get excited about the movie till they started running the new ad.
Right.
Hello, Clarice.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah.
You're flown all the way around the country to see you run.
That's what I was hooked.
That ain't good, Clarice.
Hey, what can we do for you?
Listen to you on the peak in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes.
I got home about 4:30 today.
Yeah.
After listening to you with Lisa and the guys and the Ravens fans and all that stuff. I get in the car to go somewhere just now, and I got some sports freak on the TV. What happened?
Oh, come on. I wish, you know, I guess that's all we're going to get now, and I can't get mad at the people from Greenville.
No, because they can't listen to us, so it's not his fault.
We talked about how the station was sold, and that we were unsure about our future there, and then before you know it, they pulled the plug.
No way.
Yeah, we're off that station, and I don't think we'll be coming back.
On that station.
On that station.
What, 5 o'clock today it happened?
Yes. Well, they were going to do it eventually anyway, but they heard us talking about it and decided to do it earlier.
All right, we're very sorry.
I'll be kissed my ass.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Oh, and also, we won't be on the station that plays Lionel Richie at 5:30.
Yeah.
The station that plays Truly.
There's no way that'll happen. And Clara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I talk to the guys?
Yeah, you're on with us. Hello.
This is not Don or Mike.
All right, goodbye.
Had your chance.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. I read the book for the Hannibal movie, and, the storyline seemed to be a little lamer than...
Yeah, it is. But it does have a good ending, you have to admit.
I don't know anybody who read the book who said, wow, you got to read this book. I think most people who read the book said...
What's the original book? There's an original book.
Red Dragon?
Red Dragon is probably the scariest book I've ever read.
Outstanding.
I've also heard that they've strayed pretty viciously in the adaptation.
Well, you know,
that's
good.
It might not be the same as the book.
I hope so, because anybody that read that book knows that it's not, you know, it's not what the original was.
No, and so that's the fear, that the storyline, I mean, I think that they'll do a good job with the movie, but the storyline just wasn't...
Hey, they got Anthony Hopkins, that's all they really need. If they don't screw it up too bad, it'll be okay.
Right, Nell was not an important part of that movie.
No, but I hate the replacement,
But she's okay.
I hope she does a good job.
She's growing on me.
You really?
Yeah, in the ads.
Wasn't she in, Boogie Nights?
Yes, she was.
Yes, that's right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello, Joe here, Donna Mike.
Juliet, is it Juliet Lewis? Is that her name? What's her name? Juliet Moore?
Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore. Yes. Hello, homosexual Joseph.
Boy, it's a sad day. You guys lost a peak, and I lost my Peruvian boyfriend to the INS.
Oh, really? They took him back?
God.
They're deporting him.
They deported his butt today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that means that I guess you won't be penetrating him.
No longer.
Back down to the dock.
Yeah, back down to the port. Back on the corner looking for some more, you know.
And what was his first name?
Raphael.
Raphael.
You sound like you're really broken up about it, Joe.
I was a little upset, but, you know.
For about 15 minutes?
Yeah, at least.
Hey, Joe, when's the last time you and Raphael had gay sex?
Two nights ago.
two nights ago.
Wow.
Well, two nights ago to remember, I guess.
Yep.
Those nights will have to last you an eternity now.
It will.
Did they come and put him in handcuffs, Joe?
Yes.
Or did
yeah, they did.
Or was he already in handcuffs?
He was in handcuffs with me, but they put him in real ones, you know, took him away.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they did take him away, and they put him in like a halfway house up in Jessup and then sent him back.
Are your buttocks in a state of mourning?
His buttocks should be.
Did you witness this when they did this?
Yep, I was going down his way, and we were supposed to go out to dinner,
so to speak.
Hey, what do you mean you were going down his way?
Well, he lived down the street from me, and I was going down to his house. We were supposed to go out to dinner, and the group was there thanking him out.
Really?
Yeah, so it was a
did he see you as he was being put in a car?
Yeah, he did. And he nodded, and I just nodded back and said, okay, well, I guess that's it.
There he goes, your little brown gem.
My little brown gem is gone.
Were there any tears or anything?
No.
Really?
And more shock than anything else.
You know what he was to Joe? Let's be honest.
He was meat.
That boy toy.
A receptacle.
Yeah.
That's all he was. He was simply a jizz receptacle.
There you go.
That's all he was.
Oh, God.
That's terrible.
Front and back.
Wow.
That's terrible.
So will you be looking for the same type of man now?
I don't know. I have a boy.
You're going to go in the complete opposite direction? Maybe look for a Swede?
Maybe. That'd be good.
Yeah.
All right. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Well, Joe, let us know what's the latest. We're sorry that it's all over with you and your Peruvian man.
I know. It's a horrible thing, but, you know, life goes on.
Life goes on for Homo Joe. God knows that. Life goes on. Nothing slows him down.
Time to say adios.
I have a blind date Friday night. That's how life goes on.
Yes, there you go.
A blind date. How did you get hooked up with this blind date?
This was the guy from my website. He contacted me through the email and wanted to know if I wanted to go out with him.
Does he have a dog?
No, but his neighbors do.
Oh, all right. I was wondering, because he's blind.
Well, I did go out on a blind date. That was really a strange one.
Really?
Did you really?
Yeah, a friend of mine set me up with a date. I don't know if it was a joke or not, but I set you up on a blind date, so I go to pick up this guy, and he had a seeing eye dog.
Really?
It was
Who did you have sex with, the guy or the dog?
Both.
Have you picked anybody up on the subway recently?
No, that's been quieted down.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Joe, I'm glad to hear you're okay.
I thought you might be doing real well since they opened that green line up.
I know. I have a longer way to travel now.
All right, Joseph. Goodbye.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
You know, every now and then, Homo Joe hits on all eight on those calls.
Homo Joe.
He doesn't care.
This is Little Brown Jim. I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Joe should be on the brown line. On Metro, he should be on the brown line.
Hi there.
The brown and red line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, we can tell.
And you're not on the radio.
Oh, yes, we are.
I'm listening to the Sports Fan Radio Network.
Just one guy will screw with.
We're on
right now, 98.3 WPEK.
Might be your radio. When's the last time you had a filling put in?
It has been a number of years.
It could be that, or it could be CB interference, but we're on the air right now. You're on the air with us.
Right. I know I'm on the air with you right now. WPEK is not broadcasting your show.
No, they are.
We're on WPEK right now. How many fillings do you have?
I have about four.
That'll do it.
Uh-huh. That could listen, we're not kidding you. That could have something to do with the reception of your radio.
We've been getting people from Greenville calling us today that have had an abundance of dental work, and they're having trouble receiving the station.
Are you in your car right now?
Yes, I am.
Try leaning your head to the right. Well, which side of your head has the most fillings, left or right?
I believe it's the right.
Uh-huh. Lean your head to the right. I mean, I don't want you to get in an accident, but see if you can lean your head all the way to the right and tell me if you're hearing yourself on the radio yet. I'm going to ask you to break the cardinal rule and turn the radio up.
I have to actually switch back to the station. Hold on a second.
Yeah, switch back. Yeah, that should tell you something.
Switch back.
All right.
Now, if you move your head far to the right, like the right side, kind of lean over towards the passenger side, there's a chance that our show will start coming in.
I'm sorry. It's not happening.
All right. Is it your upper
teeth? Did they do you wrong today?
No, they didn't. No, you should be receiving it.
Is it your upper teeth or your lower teeth?
All on my upper.
All right. The surface of the radio, where the radio is, you know, right where, is it black-colored plastic?
Sure is.
Oh, boy.
Here's what I want you to do.
Oh, man.
Take your right hand, put it inside your mouth just like this, and cover
up. I can't steer the car if I do that.
My phone is
in my left hand. I got to keep my right hand on the wheel.
Do me a favor. Then just put the phone down on the seat. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Then put the hand over the fillings. Put your hand inside your mouth and over the fillings.
You can probably do it by just shoving his thumb. Is it on the upper and lower?
Just the upper.
I have both upper and lower, yes.
Oh, that's going to be harder. How does he block both sets of fillings, though?
Well, if he takes his hand like this.
Or puts his fingers in like
that? Yeah.
Yeah, put your fingers together like, you know, like you're shooting a toy gun. Put your index finger and your middle finger together and then just block that right side of your gums.
Give it a try.
All right, let me give that a shot.
Okay.
All right.
It's not coming in?
Uh-uh.
Come on. Now, listen, are we wasting our time? Are you really doing this or are you jerking our chain?
Of course I'm not doing it.
Well, then why are we wasting time helping you?
I really wish you could help me because I really want to be able to listen to your show on the radio.
All right, listen, we're on the station. I don't know how else to explain it to you. And you didn't even have the station on when you called us.
Well, I did. I had to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
I always turn it off when I call.
Turn it up.
I'm turning it up right now.
We can't hear it. Turn it up.
I describe it this way. Oh, they're talking about heartburn. And now there's a...
I got commercials on.
That's us.
Because I would turn it down and tell you something. We're taping this for later on. Because we are playing commercials now.
Oh.
Yep, that's our show, sir.
We were doing a candid phone with you.
You'll hear us probably, in about a half an hour?
Yeah.
You'll need his permission to air this.
Yeah, do we have your permission to air this call?
Absolutely.
All right, now listen, just so we can edit this together, can I get you really putting your hand in your mouth and then saying, Don and Mike, I can't hear you?
Go ahead.
All right, you really want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Don and Mike, I can't hear you!
Oh, we burned your buns on Candid Phone.
Burned your buns. Haven't you ever heard us do calls with people on the air? And you listen to the calls and you say, those people are so stupid, there's no way that call could be real?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you know how we really do it.
And now you can enjoy the rest of the show and listen for yourself a little bit later.
I will do that.
Excellent. All right. As soon as we get out of commercials.
All right. Wonderful.
We appreciate your listening. And do us a favor. Keep the secret about the fact that, you know, we had you fake the thing.
All right. I will.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right.
You take care. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks for being on Don and Mike Candid Phone.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was fun.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Oh, see, that's a big reason we got to get back on Greenville.
We do.
I mean, you don't find people like that anywhere else.
We really have to get back on.
I swear to God. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore. Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, tomorrow we're going to be announcing our big Valentine's Day show plan.
Hallelujah!
We always do something for you on Valentine's Day.
Right.
And we'll announce that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we'll get an end-of-season Monday Night Football recap from Dan Fouts.
Good.
Who was on, I think, the first week of the season.
Yeah, it's good. I think he'll get his thoughts on the Super Bowl and all that other good stuff.
He's doing the Pro Bowl this weekend. Also tomorrow, Charlie Stossel. Thank you, convict, for sending in your jail mail.
Yeah, Charlie's got a passel of it.
And also tomorrow, a brand-new low-budget Jeff Hardy. All of that on tomorrow's episode. Now, if you are listening to us in New York... They finally figured out how to do this thing, so you guys in New York right now, call 877-365-3636 for your XFL tickets.
Very good.
All right?
to see the Hitmen play at the Giant Stadium on Sunday.
Hitman McKay.
Call, Hitman. Call number 100 right now. If you're listening to us on WNEW, somebody is actually standing by, and we'll take call 100. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire next week, and I was wondering if Rob A. Brain Spiewak would be one of my lifelines.
Well, how about he be your only lifeline?
My only lifeline?
Like your first lifeline, yeah.
Well, you know, see, I'm looking for someone with some pop culture knowledge. You know, I've got friends that are pretty smart with academic stuff.
But you got, you're going to find no one better at pop culture than Rob.
Yes, I agree. So,
Rob, would you be willing to be this gentleman's lifeline?
I'd be honored. I think it would be fun.
But only if he's your first choice.
Okay, sure. We can do that. In fact, you guys remember, I'm a long-time listener. Remember way back when you had the Teen Tournament Jeopardy winner on your show? Might have been at the other station.
Yeah, I think I remember we had a Jeopardy winner on.
Yeah, I went to school with that guy. I was a couple years ahead of him, and I've been on Jeopardy myself.
So you got through. How was the screening process for Millionaire?
You got to call like a million times because they keep putting you through these random drawings.
But you're going to be there. You're going to be on the set. You're going to you're going to the final thing. Huh?
I'll be one of those 10 dorks waving at the camera as I have put it.
Listen, if Rob is your lifeline, could we ask, when the camera's on you, that you simply mouth at the camera, "Hi, Don and Mike"?
Sure, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
You know, this guy sounds like such a nerd. I bet he would do great on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
When Regis asks you, what do you enjoy doing? What do? You know, besides listening to the radio and Don and Mike.
Yeah, Regis will love hearing that.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, because, you know, if Rob makes the commitment, that means the day you're on the show, he has to sit around, like, for 6 hours.
It has to be available from 4 to 7, so you guys will be doing the show, you know.
Oh, would that be great during the show?
Even better.
I'll give you a number.
Hold on a second, okay?
Sure.
All right, when are you going to be on that show?
It's going to tape on Monday.
Okay.
It would be airing a week from today.
Hold on. All we ask is that Rob is your first lifeline.
Nothing. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
There you go. Perfect.
Hold on a second.
Thanks.
Hold on.
And you know what's even better? Cool.
Now, do they send them all home if they don't, like, on that particular show that he's going to be on?
That's
if
right.
If they don't pick him,
he's out.
He goes, right?
But you know what's great about that is when you say your lifeline, and Regis would say, "And how do you know Rob?" Rob is on a radio program I listen to.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
And you know what? I bet Rob would kick ass for someone as a lifeline.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Man, I think I made a mistake. I called the radio station that took you guys off the air down here in the South. It's called BrickHouseSportsFanRadio.com.
I have no idea.
What are you rambling about?
Are you talking about WPEK?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peak. And I told them, I kind of told them a little story. I said,
I bet you did.
I said, you know, I wanted to talk about the Knicks. And then when I got on the air, I told them, put Don and Mike back on.
Hey, there you go. Very good.
I got it. She didn't call the business line. She called whatever lame syndicated sports show they threw on instead of us.
It sucks. And they're going to be online tonight, jtthebrit.com, at 9 o'clock.
So what did they say when you got through?
They said that it would be indefinitely we were having it off the air for now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we're gone. I mean,
we're done on that.
There was no reason to take us off indefinitely. We're done. We're done with that.
No, and you know, you guys have been number one. Well, I'm not in Greenville, but I'm in Spartanburg, but, you know.
That's the same market. It's the same radio market.
So did you hear yourself when you made that statement? Did you hear yourself?
No, actually, we had the radio off.
Okay.
We just turned it on to get the number.
All right, well, good for you. Thank you very much for finding a good find on our part.
Well, I wish we could tell everybody else to keep calling, but I think they are because it's busy, busy, busy.
All right, very good.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to Mr. Geronimo, my television head friend.
Yes, go ahead.
Because you're such a TV fan.
That's rap.
Regarding Hannibal, like, did you know Anthony Hopkins is going to be on 2020 on Friday?
No, I would watch it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. And they're also doing a serial killer special on America's Most Wanted.
Wow.
I'll watch that, too. Hey, you know what? I bet, at Buzz, have they caught the sixth guy who,
Yes.
Yeah, he got caught.
They've all
today.
Been captured.
You know,
the Alabama 7?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the Alabama 6.
Six. Yeah. Crap. You know, that's too bad, because I was hoping John Walsh would have another shot at
another victory.
Because when I woke up this morning, I turned the TV on. It's like Hollywood Squares, the way they got all of the convicts, and it was virtually the same graphics as the Texas 7.
Yeah, the Alabama 6 were caught in short order.
Yeah.
They got those guys real quick.
They're mighty dumber than the Texas 7.
I'd love to get any progress on getting John Walsh on the show, because I'd love to talk to him.
I think he's coming on sometime soon.
That'd be great.
I know what Charlie said was that he had been absolutely deluged with media requests.
Of course he has.
Yeah. Since America's Most Wanted helped to catch the Texas 7.
Sure.
So as soon as that dies down, he's going to come in one day.
Excellent.
And do one of those big shows with
guy.
You never know. It sweeps. He might come on.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Although America's Most Wanted, I was reading, got their highest rating like in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
After they caught the Texas 7.
It's fantastic. You know, and for that show, because that show does so much good, I hope that generates more interest in the show than they had. I mean, the show's very successful, but I do hope that they get more people watching that show. That's a show that you can kind of forget about for a while, and then when you come back to it, you realize that, you know, not only do they do all that good, but the show is incredibly entertaining.
And if you're not, if you normally go out on a Saturday night, when you're at home on Saturday night, I got news for you. The only thing you'll watch on Saturday night, it's Cops in America's Most Wanted.
Absolutely. There literally is nothing on to watch.
That's a great power block. A great block.
Yeah.
What?
For the Lifeline, we're all set.
Oh, fantastic.
It'll be on Monday. I have to be here to talk to a producer between 11 and 2. And then I have to be available to the phone from 4 till 7.
Oh, fantastic.
How great is that?
So good luck to Peter. We all wish him well.
Way to go, Pete.
Great is that. All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'll tell someone WPK in Greenville. They tell you something, man. You got, that's all right with me. That's all right with mama. That's the way it's gonna be. Taking Don and Mike. Don and Mike. Don and Mike, you baby. We're gonna get another radio station, baby. And if we ever kiss it with you, we're gonna pull your snap out loose. Oh, I'm not messing with Don and I on WPK.
You know, were you like me? Were you hoping for one more a-hole?
Yeah. You know, that's the rule. Again, figure out CBS,
right?
We can't say it, but guests or people on the telephone can.
And when Elvis calls and says it, it's the best.
Yeah, it means something. Okay, we got to catch up on spots. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I am not one of your fans!
Time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, we gotta get to Buzz, but I want to get one phoner in first.
Very good.
I was just talking to Lisa. Back in the screening room, I was checking my email.
Right.
And she said, she's talking to Jason Feces. One of the guys who works here.
Yes.
And Jason Feces announced, he's the guy who does our Barry White tape about the Vegas show. Anyway, she says that Jason Feces says that he got something in the mail today from Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
That Playboy is looking for another women of radio.
Hmm.
And he would like to enter Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Lisa, you wouldn't do that, would you? And she said, yes, I would.
Really?
You pose nude? Oh, yes, I would. Lisa from the Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
So, keeping in mind that now we know that about Lisa,
mm-hmm.
let's see if we can hook her up here. Story from Los Angeles. If you're an X-rated actress without a home,
mm-hmm.
there's a man in Los Angeles who's looking for you.
Adult website operator Kevin Corey is looking for two porn actresses who would be willing to live with him and X-rated film star Nikita Cash in a 5,000-square-foot L.A. home. The catch? The actresses must live in the passion pit for at least a month and be willing to have sex with these guys live on the internet. His website, and I'll give the title out later, will capture innocent moments such as the women making microwave popcorn in the nude.
Yes, wonderful.
And masturbating while watching Ally McBeal.
Oh, God.
Wow. Let's call it.
I do. I didn't know that about you, bud.
No.
We've got a girl.
A girl.
With kaleidoscope eyes.
Because frankly, I mean, I know
you have reached an invalid pager number, MCLL327.
Listen, I know she likes to party,
but she probably wouldn't mind cooking popcorn in the nude.
The Playboy thing surprised me.
Yes. Jason surprised me.
Well, Jason's like her pimp.
Hey, how would you like to be in Playboy?
Join me for a lovely, lovely...
Captain Navy Media.
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. We're doing a nationally syndicated radio show.
Uh-huh.
Hope that's okay with you.
That's fine.
We have a homeless porn actress for you.
You have a homeless porn actress for me, all right.
Yes, we understand that Kevin Corey is looking for two serious actresses who would be willing to live with him and another guy in a home and have sex on the internet for a month.
Actually, it's me and another girl, my girlfriend.
Oh, it's you. Are you Kevin?
I'm Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Well, Kevin, let me tell you, we have a girl who works on our show.
Okay.
And she's hot. Think Faith Hill, except younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's homeless.
And she's homeless.
Yes, she is.
All right, technically she's not homeless.
Okay. I was exaggerating.
But, I'm trying to figure out what the odds of a hot homeless chick are working on your radio station there.
But she is hot.
Okay.
Alisa, why don't you come on in? Alisa, come here and talk to this guy. You see, we're springing this on her right now.
Yeah.
I just heard her having a conversation saying she'd post for Playboy because Playboy's going to do a Women of Radio thing. Lisa, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been told that you're homeless.
Hey, Kevin, would you like to go ahead and give Lisa the interview right now? The same kind of interview that you would give any of these homeless porn actors.
Now, really, do they have to be homeless?
No. Okay. They don't have to be homeless.
Well, go ahead, begin the interview.
First off, how old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24. And are you by nature an exhibitionist?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done any film or photography at all nude?
Definitely. My boyfriend is a photographer. He has taken photos. We do have some amateur videos that we do quite often. I think it's a lot of fun.
Do you guys live together now?
No, we don't.
Okay. Are you, what part of the country are you in?
We're in D.C.
You're in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Would you consider relocating for a few months to L.A.?
Oh, absolutely. I've always wanted to go out to L.A. That's always been a dream of mine, to go out there and do something with show business.
This is just shy of show business, but basically what we have, it's porngirlslive.com. It's a porn star web house, webcam house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having girls come out and stay for, you know, as long as you want, actually. We're having a total of three girls and myself in the house. And the offer's out there.
Now, what would Lisa get out of it?
Well, it depends on, first off, the house, since you've never been to L.A., it's kind of hard to explain, you know, what this really means. But this is a 5,000-square-foot house in Los Angeles, up in the valley, which is a very large house for this area. There's a nightclub in the house with a stripper pool table, full bar.
What did you say, a stripper pool?
Stripper pole?
A stripper pole.
Oh,
okay. So like the girls could dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, very good. Stage and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a heated pool, jacuzzi, there's a theater. We're up on a mountaintop. So we look.
How many times a day would you estimate that the individual that passes muster here will have to have sex?
Oh, it's not even a sex thing. It's just,
oh, really?
No, it's this is more of a voyeuristic view into the lives of exhibitionists in a way.
Huh.
All right, well, it says in our press release that the erotic actresses must be willing to do the deed with you.
Well, that's not entirely true.
That's not true.
So one of the actresses coming out to the house would not necessarily have to have sex with you?
No, not at all.
Does it matter if she's into anal?
I really don't care. I'm really not into it myself. I know it's a big
turn on.
But it's okay if I am. I mean, that's not a problem.
It's totally okay if you are. Okay.
Now, when the women are
because
making
on the record, that's all she likes.
Well, all right, I wouldn't say that's all I like. It's what I prefer.
Now, when the women are making popcorn, microwave popcorn, will they always have to make it in the nude?
We'll encourage as much nudity as possible.
I see. Okay.
And it's not as freaky as obviously as it sounds in the press release. You know, it's just a typical lifestyle, an exhibitionist lifestyle. It's not.
So, sir, you wouldn't mind if the foursome becomes permanent?
Oh, my girlfriend Nikita and I have had many foursome relationships that have lasted for quite a period of time.
So that's
ago.
You—that's you and three girls.
Correct.
Now we've told you that our girl Lisa is quite stunning, a dead ringer for Faith Hill, younger, hotter, you know, tighter. Will you describe yourself, please?
Think Fred Durst.
Mm.
From Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I'm mistaken for him almost daily.
So you got his same hairdo?
Same, the whole thing.
You wear the baseball hat backwards all the time?
Yeah, baseball hat backwards.
What do you have pierced?
I only have my ears pierced.
Just your ears?
Yeah, I'm not into it. I did the nipple thing, 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. that got old.
Your genitals, are they...
They're intact.
No, but no.
Nice.
Small, medium, large, super size.
I'm a jumbo fry kind of guy.
You're a big guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're large. Huh? Could you give us measurements?
About 7.5 long and about 3 girth.
About 3 girth.
Wow.
How does that sound to you, Lisa?
It sounds great. Do you shave anything down there? Do you?
Very short.
Very short.
Very short. So you trim yourself?
Absolutely.
Do you trim your butt hair?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
No, mm-hmm. Outside on the skin or inside?
I thought you meant outside, like on the patio. No, just around just the general vicinity.
Okay.
All right, because is that important to you, Lisa?
I mean, I like rear ends. And I just like to know, what's going on.
Would you like the inside to be shaved, though?
I don't have a preference. I just, kind of like to know what's going on and what I'm getting into.
Could that end up being a deal breaker if the guy didn't shave the inside of his butt?
It could be.
Kevin, do you shave the inside of your butt?
I am not a surgeon, so I'm not that skilled.
Okay. So the answer is no. The answer is no.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, listen, how would Lisa go about sending you her photos to see if you'd be interested in her?
They can be sent to Kevin at PornGirlsLive.com. Email to me, or you guys have my number, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously. She could call me, and we can make arrangements for them.
We've got the photos. I think it should be no problem getting them to you.
Yeah, we've got some great photos of her.
Beautiful.
And like I said, she's a beautiful girl,
mm-hmm.
and we're all for her career. She was just talking about wanting to be in the Women of Radio edition of Playboy.
Right.
And we got your press release, and we thought, what better way?
Will you get back to us when you get the photos?
There you go. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Get contact information in there. And
we'll get you the contact information, and we want you to get back to us as soon as you get the photos.
I will do that.
All right. And last question. On a 1 to 10 scale, how sleazy are you?
I'm about a 3.
Oh, really? So you're not very sleazy.
No, I'm 32 years old. I'm formerly a professional choreographer. Did a lot of work with like Billboard Awards and American Music Awards and so forth.
Will you give us a full? Will you give Lisa a full a medical roundup on yourself?
I sure will.
Fantastic.
I come with environmental records. Yes.
When is the last time you had a HIV test?
Well, we get them every 26 days, and we get PCR DNA.
I see, because we have Lisa tested every week.
Oh, that's handy.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Sorry, yes, 2 weeks.
Especially when you're trading off, that's a good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you bisexual?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
No,
all right.
I've never bought sex in my entire life.
No. You know what I mean when I said bisexual.
No,
of course. No problem.
not bisexual.
Okay, well then, her name is Lisa.
Okay.
She's with the Don and Mike Show. We're with Westwood One.
We're going to get those photos out to you as soon as we can.
And maybe, you know, if you decide Lisa's the girl, maybe we could get some kind of a thing going on the show. You know, we could tell people to go to your website and watch Lisa have sex.
That would be wonderful.
Wonderful. That's great.
Great.
Well, all right.
Lisa. Okay, Lisa, thanks.
Thank you.
You can go send him your pictures.
And by the way, a buddy of mine wants to tell you hello. He just waved.
Okay. All right, good. A fan of the show?
Actually, Corey Feldman.
Oh, Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
That's fantastic.
Put him on.
How is Corey?
Corey has just walked out the door.
Oh, he just walked out. All right. Well,
shocker that Corey was in that house.
I want you to listen. You got another girl here at the station also. Now, she is not as outgoing as Lisa, but we do have some photos. Her name is Bobby Hollingsworth.
Okay.
She might be interested in the same type of thing.
All right. How do you send them over to me?
How do you feel about a woman who's on the other side of 30?
You know, I'm more attracted to that myself.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I think you'll love these photos, too.
I believe Bobby is approaching 40.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
All right, beautiful. Listen, again, it's the Don and Mike Show. Great talking to you.
We'll get you the contact information so you can call us back.
Great.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Good luck with your website.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, what we have to do is get Plumpers Magazine.
Yeah.
And send the most hideous nudes that we can find.
All we got to do is go up to the office.
Go up to the office, Rob, and we'll get those. Yep.
We got fatties. We got butt babes.
Absolutely. Really? And get the most revealing, disgusting photos. And then we'll get the guy's reaction and see how polite he is.
See what he thinks.
The pictures of Lisa.
Yes.
Supposedly of Lisa.
This is Lisa. What do you think? You think she'll fit in?
There she is.
800 pounds. And then the ones of Bobby should be the most beautiful news that we can find.
And you know, there's a part of Lisa that was playing along there, doing a great job, but there's also a part of her.
Yeah, a part none of us have seen before.
True. Yeah.
I never will.
It was the part where, you know, I got a glimpse into it in the back of the studio there where she was
eyes wide. Yeah,
I'll pose. Yeah, right. I'd love to be in Playboy. Listen, it's time for News and Comments with Buzz right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, your lead story has to be that Mike and I have both just realized we could make a fortune selling nude photos of Lisa.
Absolutely.
No?
I see the gleam in your eye.
That's not the lead?
Let me know when it happens. Tonight's headline, tonight, the biggest battle of the year, friends versus survivor.
Tonight. Or as Rick D said, tonight, which will it be? Friends or Survivor, call me on the D's line now.
Please, please.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Radio.
The Don and Mike Show.
If I had any balls, if the commissioner of this league had any balls, if the president of the Players Association had any balls, if it wasn't a financial issue about greed with designated gross revenues and all that bullcrap, we would have four players healthy today.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Right.
So what's it going to be tonight? Friends or Survivor? Or will you tape one and watch the other?
Yes.
That's what you'll do? Tape one and watch the other?
Yes.
Very good. Tonight, CBS puts the exceptionally popular Survivor on against the NBC lineup that was once considered must-see TV. NBC will lead off the evening as usual with Friends, but because the show that followed Friends this season was so lame, the network took it off, expanded Friends to 40 minutes, and brought in the Saturday Night Live crew to fill out the hour.
You know, let me find out.
I'm so glad to see Saturday Night Live during the week.
Because it's so good on Saturday.
They're so scary talented. No one will go see it on Saturday.
Why not put it on Thursday as well?
Right. Every night.
Because it's so good.
Hello?
Honey.
Yes.
Sweetie, what are we watching tonight?
We're watching Friends.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That means they're watching Friends, meaning Frieda and Bart.
No. Bart has got homework. He's got studying to do tonight, so he's watching nothing. So I told him I would, and I asked him if he wanted me to tape anything for him. He wants me to tape Survivor, so I'll do that.
So your choice is Friends.
Friends.
Okay.
I like the supersized. I like the guest stars. I like NBC on Thursday nights anyway. I like Will and Grace.
I hate that fag show.
You like the ER?
No.
She likes 10 o'clock,
I have to go to bed.
She likes everything up to ER.
Yeah, no, I'm a sitcom kind of gal.
She likes Just Shoot Me, which I've...
Anthony Edwards is coming back, you know, now.
I've never gotten Just Shoot Me.
Where did you hear that? Well, Anthony Edwards has been the promo. Not Anthony Edwards. Is it Anthony Edwards, the ER doctor?
He's the lead guy.
He's the lead guy. He's had a brain problem.
Yeah, but he's leaving the show, though.
He's leaving the show, but tonight he comes back to the ER.
Oh.
He comes back to the ER, and it's all these crazy scenarios.
Yeah, we never watch ER.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I could probably do? I could probably watch Friends with my wife, mm-hmm. and then at 20 until 9... watch the most important part of Survivor.
Yeah.
Just to see who gets kicked off.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm flattered.
A lot of people will do that, I expect.
All right, but you got to...
Watch Friends with me? Let me know, because I got to buy more Cokes.
All right. You got to buy more what?
Cokes.
He said people
will do that, I guess. Watch Friends with me.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
In my room, though.
Well, I don't know. It gets a little smoky in your room.
Come on, honey. Come on. Make the compromise.
All right, my sweetie.
You shouldn't be smoking with that cold you have.
Right.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Right. You know what? And I've got this Lucille Ball hack, too, that I don't know if it would be too good for me.
The only thing that I have left that gives me any pleasure.
Oh, stop.
Do you know how many days of drink how many days a week I'm allowed to drink now?
How many days?
One day.
Right.
You know what that is now?
Excuse me, but I thought you had a glass of wine yesterday. Oh, that doesn't count.
A glass of wine ain't like a martini.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I mean, I'm on this new nutritionist thing, and I mean, I get no fun.
Really?
I get no nothing.
Yeah.
I get no nothing.
They'll do that to you.
Sorry, Carol. Saturday night is the night that I get to have my drink. So don't take my cigars away from me.
Now, Saturday, all rules are off. So I expect you to, you'll be on the Michael Mara drinking plan on Saturday.
I was going to say, Frieda, when he said that one night a week, that's worked for me for years. It's just a hell of a night.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so
you know, I mean, you saw me down in Tampa. I had one night.
Yeah.
I had one real night. I had, you know, that Friday night. Of course, it almost took me out for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, it did.
But that night, man, oh, man, that night was good.
That was a night.
Yeah, no, but he's not quite the night owl that you are. He's not able to stay up to the 3 or 4, so he started like...
I'm not able to stay up till 11.
Would you say 10 a.m. would be the time to start, Mike, and your advice?
Yeah, if he's going to be, you know, trying to turning in by 11 o'clock at night. No, he could start by noon and be okay. Okay, that's usually what I, you know, because I always say, I would start at 8:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
Well, I just remember something.
8 hours.
Mm-hmm. I remember something great that Mike said to me when I first met him, when we first started working together.
Right.
It's always noon somewhere.
It's always noon somewhere. And I also said it's always cocktail hour somewhere.
Yeah, but it's not always Saturday somewhere.
No. So anyway, listen, don't take my phone away. Okay?
All right, Mike.
See, and I'm not bright enough to process that one either. I was just noodling that through. That's right. It isn't always Saturday somewhere.
Damn it.
No.
Boy, if you could get that loophole, you'd be set.
No, sir, come on. You sit with me tonight. I'll have my cigar. We'll watch our friends.
Hey, but listen to me cough.
But remember this, Frieda. Around the country, somebody's always on vacation.
Well, that's true.
There you go.
You know, and during Lent, for example, on vacation, all rules are off.
Correct.
All right.
And this year for Lent, I'm giving up nothing.
Ah, very good. I never give up anything.
I've done something every year, and this year, F it.
No, because you're already living a healthier lifestyle.
Right. You know what I'm giving up this year for Lent?
What?
Moderation.
Oh, wow.
You know, seriously, what my father said? This is one of my father's quotes.
What?
He might have stolen it from somebody, but he used to say, moderation in all things, including moderation.
That's why
your dad was a great man.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. I always like that quote.
All right, I love you.
All right, I love you too, Boo.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Sure, it wasn't his. I'm sure he read it somewhere, but that's
still, it's good.
I've always liked that, and I've always said that, like, when I'm, you know, sitting on the ceramic floor.
So I'll be watching NBC.
Uh-huh.
You in Toledo tonight.
Gotcha.
I'll watch it with her.
Sure. You'll enjoy it. Friends is a highly entertaining program.
Yeah, then I'll watch the last 20 minutes of Survivor. What the hell?
You get the good part.
I'm not sold on Survivor this year.
Right.
Okay.
Well, after Friends and Survivor, it'll be interesting to see how Will and Grace and Just Shoot Me hold up against CSI, CBS's most popular drama, which will be on right after Survivor.
I like that William Peterson.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I liked him ever since To Live and Die in L.A. I love that movie.
This is the first real challenge.
Yes. Yeah, he was excellent.
Yeah, and he's been good in a couple other movies, too. He's always plays kind of a pseudo-tough guy. You know, I mean, a tough guy that's not over the top.
Yeah,
I like him.
He's good in this. This is the first real challenge to NBC's Thursday night lineup in years. Tomorrow, the ratings that might make TV history.
You know that Will and Grace?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That show just ain't funny.
Got a little overhyped last year, I think.
And I don't mean it's not the gay thing.
It's not the gay thing, but it's too broad.
Not that good.
It's too silly. I mean, it's just not a funny show.
I agree.
And Buzz, you watch it all the time.
No,
who is the bitch with the
with a high-pitched voice?
I don't know her name, but...
I don't know where we're going to go. I know.
Yeah.
It's not in a voice that I do, and I think it's a...
You know, give me a break.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yuck.
And how will the Saturday Night Live crew fill their 20 minutes of primetime tonight?
Something sucky.
They've narrowed it down to some bits about Bush, a bit about Clinton's pardons, a Celebrity Jeopardy skit, and a bit about Liz Taylor's appearance on the Golden Globe Awards.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that choice, Liz Taylor on the Golden Globes, potential for, but they'll screw it up. I almost said a bad word.
And the only way they don't screw that up
right.
is if they dig up John Belushi
yes.
to be Elizabeth Taylor.
You know who they'll have? They'll have Will Ferrell.
Right.
They'll have Will Ferrell be with Liz Taylor, and it won't be funny.
Well, this afternoon, they performed these 40 minutes worth of sketches for a live audience in their studio in New York. The plan is to cut out the half that doesn't get as many laughs. Producer Lorne Michaels says he won't make the final decision about which skits will air until a half hour till airtime. SNL isn't on this weekend, but next week the cast will do another prime time segment after Friends and then turn around and do a whole show on Saturday night. Quoting a producer, the idea of doing two live shows in 1 week, something is going to suffer.
You mentioned Belushi as Liz Taylor, and
nothing's funnier than that, is it?
I mean, absolutely. You know, here's Liz Taylor, and they showed Belushi.
You're talking about
your pants funny.
Eating chicken.
Unbelievably funny.
Hold on, Buzz. Right. Hold on, Buzz. We got this. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Alfalf series, come out. And remember, Ernest Ames who didn't do it. Amen.
Even better than sex and steak. It's Don and Mike.
Buzz's news and comments sponsored tonight by Egars.com. Egars.com has great gifts for Valentine's Day, like cigar samplers from Macanudo, Hardigas and Punch, www.egars.com. Now, once again, here's Buzz.
The TV network known as Fox has its standards. Fox is refusing to run an ad for a female contraceptive on the Temptation Island program.
Oh, please.
The maker of the contraceptive got in touch with Fox yesterday after reading a story in the New York Times. That paper reported that Fox was cutting the price of commercials on Temptation Island because advertisers were dropping out, afraid to be associated with it. The contraceptive maker
loves snatch,
but the sponsors don't. The contraceptive maker was stunned when Fox turned him away, quoting him, "I can't believe they have a show that glorifies promiscuity but won't accept an ad for a female contraceptive product."
Hey, why don't they call the product the Vubber?
the Vubber.
Right,
or a Vondum.
I like that.
Right. Fox says it will run contraceptive ads only if they focus on disease prevention or not birth control.
A cover.
A cover.
Because they already call it a cover.
Right, absolutely. A cover. Cops in Tennessee say it was luck that led to the capture of six escaped convicts from Alabama. The six broke out Tuesday.
Prophylactic.
They were rounded up today, 50 miles west of Nashville, after deputies spotted their car.
Tro
Trojina. The last of the convicts to be recaptured was found this afternoon, crouched under a bridge about 50 miles west of Nashville.
Oh, Buzz, hold on. You got a bullet.
Okay. Listen up. This is the sound of that convict.
He's over there. Get him, boys.
Now you know.
That's the egars.com.
There you go.
Love for our parts.
The escapees say they spent their time in freedom, relaxing, and getting high, which may explain why they got caught. To almost no one's surprise, John Ashcroft will be America's next attorney general.
Well, peachy.
The Senate today confirmed Ashcroft despite bitter opposition from many Democrats.
Yeah!
Ashcroft.
Right on!
Criticized for, among other things, his words and deeds concerning gays, minorities, women, and guns.
Oh, man.
The vote was 58 to 42.
I smell an Ashcroft
over
here.
Mike, what time?
Yeah, sorry. Has that been over there with you the whole time?
Yeah, hanging real low.
Sorry.
My God.
Sorry, I've not been well.
That's an unwell smell.
President Clinton's final days in office were captured on film by the man who made Nightmare on Elm Street.
What about the Ashcroft tape? You know, every day, Buzz, you come in with your actualities, and I know that we goof you around a little bit.
Right. I have no tape of Ashcroft for you today.
I got Ashcroft right here.
You have him. Excellent. We'll play that.
It's a circuitous route, but I found it.
John Ashcroft.
There he is.
New Attorney General.
Gotta hate them.
Yeah, he's talking about us.
Yeah. I don't know.
The Democrats.
Yeah, you are.
John Ashcroft? No!
So that's not Wendell in the rental car?
Well, you might want to check it out.
All right. Anything else, sir?
I'll sleep for 2 or 3 hours. I'll be fine.
All right.
John Ashcroft.
President Clinton's final days in office were captured on film.
Congratulations to John Ashcroft.
Oh!
You like that.
I know.
Ashcroft.
Senator Ashcroft.
It's hard to live the straight, sober life.
Oh, now we know.
Thank you, Mr. Ashcroft.
Scary movie maker Wes Craven documented Clinton's last days for his presidential library. The idea was born while he visited the White House last year to screen one of his not-so-scary movies. But the man who also made Scream says, here I am, I've made some of the most horrific films, and now I'm in the White House.
What about his good friend?
He's Craven Moorhead.
Craven Moorhead, excuse me. Buzz, we got to do this now, and then we'll come back with a full second news comic coming right up.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Buzz, news and comments. Sponsored by eGars.com. eGars.com has great gifts for Valentine's Day. Cigar samplers from Macanudo. Cardigans and punch. www.egars.com. Now, once again, here's Guy Bradley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. A big lawsuit against Watergate burglar G. Gordon Liddy has ended in a mistrial. He was being sued for more than $5 million by a former secretary for the Democratic National Committee.
Don, baby, how's it going?
So that's a victory for G. It appears so.
Good.
He said, she said.
But I hope somebody tells him,
mm-hmm.
I hope someone in his inner circle tells him that we supported him.
And we had his son on, Tom Liddy, who gave us an update.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were on his side during the entire trial. Good for Liddy.
Way to go, Gordon.
Yeah.
Victory for the good guys. Here's the he said, she said. He said she had pictures in her desk of women who were part of a call girl ring. She said his theory about the break-in at Democratic headquarters defamed her. But Liddy testified he never did call the woman a hooker or a madam. The case went to the jury yesterday, and after 8 hours of deliberations, the jury told the judge, no way we can reach a verdict. Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg!
That's good. We'll have to get Gordon on the old show and get him to talk about his trial.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll be talking about it ad nauseum on his own show tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But maybe he'll come in here and have a little victory celebration.
That'd be great.
Do a little dance.
Former Playboy playmate Anna Nicole Smith.
Come and do a little goof step.
Anna Nicole Smith was told to stop lying yesterday by the judge in her inheritance lawsuit. Judge Wood accused Smith of making wildly false allegations about her stepson, and he threatened to hold her in contempt of court if she did not answer the questions honestly.
Oh, Anna.
How am I contenting myself? Asked the busty former stripper. To which the judge answered, the privilege to testify does not allow you to make up stories.
Yes, Smith.
In testimony this week, the 33-year-old Smith accused her stepson of murder, lies, and financial misconduct. as she and he continue to fight over her late husband's billion-dollar estate.
He's a murderer.
Among other things, Smith accused the stepson of wiring the swimming pool to electrocute her. She was not able to prove this.
The Smith spy.
Isn't that a name brand or something?
Yeah. Spy?
Mr. Smith spy.
Mrs. Smith spy, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hair in this pie. There's several hairs in this pie. This pie's made out of hair.
This is a hair pie. Around the country, layoffs continue by the thousands, and today a government report that says our economy didn't grow last month for the first time in 117 months. Manufacturing was down more than 41%. This is the sixth month in a row in which manufacturing has been down.
I saw that dude from Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah, they had big layoffs.
He has been profiled on 60 Minutes, on Time Magazine, Man of the Year.
Right.
I mean, he's the guy who, when they've done the stories on him, he's the guy who rides the scooter around the office.
Yeah, the race, like, drive a Honda Civic or something like that. He's Mr. Austerity.
Right, well, they had him on TV, and he had to lay off 1,500 people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And take some incredible amount of money, like $150 million loan, and, mm-hmm. and he's got something like $50 million of it. If he doesn't pay it back within 6 months, it's
right.
like 25,000 times interest.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him a good question. They said, the reason you're popular is because your book division does so well. And your book division does so well because you sell the books at less than retail. You sell the books at less than what you pay for them. At what point are you going to be able to turn it around? And he just kind of looked at the camera. You know,
I don't know.
And he had just that blank look on his face. I mean, I'm not complaining.
No.
I get all my books from Amazon.com because why should you go to some bookstore
right.
and spend $25 when you can get the book, you know, for $17 from Amazon.com.
Absolutely.
But the guy has done this.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. For my money, you sell something for less than you paid for it. You know, it's you're not going to stay in business very long.
This is Sam Hunt.
Thank you very much.
Right, that was kind of my point.
Yeah, it just seems to me that would... Does he have another division in Amazon.com?
They're trying to sell other stuff.
But they're not.
And the other stuff that they're selling...
Right, they're selling for like a 700% markup.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to buy Monopoly, the game of Monopoly and cost you $500.
That's fair. A Wisconsin prison guard is off the hook. The guard was being scrutinized for trying to sell Jeffrey Dahmer's prison hygiene kit on the Internet. That kit includes razors, nail clippers, a pencil sharpener, tweezers, and scissors. 2 days' worth of bidding only brought the price up to about $20 before it was pulled. Dahmer was serving 15 life terms for killing and mutilating 17 young men and boys. He admitted he ate parts of some of his victims.
You only bid $20, Rob?
That's all I had.
Oh, damn, they pulled it off.
Dahmer was beaten to death by a fellow inmate 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Of the 6-year-old boy who was taken from his mother last year because she was still breastfeeding him, is back with his mom now. The mother is no longer breastfeeding, we're told, and the judge in the case says she and the boy are making progress toward, and I quote, an appropriate level of independence.
And we do have tape. Here is the boy.
The boy.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
The boy was also still sleeping with his mother at the age of 5.
So articulate.
A babysitter told child welfare officials the boy was being breastfed against his will. The mother denies that. The family will now be supervised by counselors.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
Well, there's the 6-year-old again. One more, please, Buzzy.
The guy who shot nails in his head after cutting off his hand with a power saw is just going to have to live with one hand.
Oh, really?
Billy Bartron of Bethlehem, PA, was working in a friend's basement when he accidentally sawed off his hand.
Really?
He was so freaked out and in so much pain, he picked up a nail gun and fired a dozen nails into his head.
Way to go!
Yeah! Miraculously, he survived. Doctors reattached the hand, but it didn't take, so over the weekend, they had to cut it off again.
It's just slopping around there and whatnot.
A local woman has set up a fund to help cover his medical expenses.
And we thank you for the news and the comments, Buzz. Time now for a Call 100 prize package. Selected especially for you. Call Lisa.
Yeah.
Soon to be in Playboy, soon to be on the Internet. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, people are always coming up to me on the street and saying, Don, how can you make money showing those repeats? Well, the answer is simple.
Volume, volume, volume.
The password is, cheers, the Don and Mike Show.
Now, you know that 3 weeks from tomorrow we'll be in Tahoe.
Yeah, baby.
At Harrah's with the Las Vegas-style show. Tomorrow we're going to be announcing a Washington, D.C. area.
Ooh. Wonderful
Las Vegas-style show. Thank you for number one rating show.
Way to go.
In which me and Mike are going to be buying free hooch.
Yeah.
Wow. For the first 106 people there. So that announcement tomorrow, plus news about Valentine's Day. Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, in sports, word is the Buffalo Bills have hired Tennessee Titans defensive coordinator Greg Williams.
He'll
reportedly be introduced as their new head coach at a news conference tomorrow. In Detroit, the Lions have hired former Arizona Cardinals head coach Vince Tobin to be their new defensive coordinator. Ron Wolf says he'll retire as the vice president and general manager of the Packers on June 1st. Head coach Mike Sherman will take on the additional duties of Wolf's job.
Those tones would indicate some losing record in the NFL.
Ron Wolf is a genius.
Uh-huh.
So's Ron Wood.
Thank you. You got ya.
Tiger Woods. I mean, I'm trying to make a serious statement about the Green Bay Packers.
I've been doing that all day.
And it always comes back to Ron Wood with you.
It was Marty Bass, and it was Ron Wood. I'm sorry about that.
Tiger Woods is within striking distance of the leaders in a tournament he wasn't sure he could play in. Wood's ankle was sprained thanks to an overzealous fan yesterday. Today, the limp was barely noticeable. He finished up at 6-under 66.
Aw, he finished up.
Philadelphia's Allen Iverson claims he screamed faggot the other night because an Indiana basketball fan made racial slurs against him. But the Pacers have gone over NBC's videotape, and they say they found no evidence of a racial slur. Iverson's coach with the Sixers, however, says you could forgive and would forgive Allen if you'd heard some of the things the fans were yelling. Iverson was already in trouble with the commissioner earlier this year for lyrics on his rap album that were offensive to gays and women.
It's the fans.
Finally.
Hey, fans.
Finally put down that chicken, son, and back away.
Am I lost weight?
In Jonesboro, Arkansas, an 8-year-old boy was suspended from school after pointing a chicken finger at a teacher and saying, pow, pow, pow. The school district says it has a zero-tolerance policy because it says that's what the public wants. The boy missed 3 days of school last week because of the incident and the policy. The principal says he's not allowed to comment. The mother, of course, thinks the punishment was too severe, quoting her, just a piece of chicken.
So you can't go home and fry a gun and feed a family of eight.
Right.
Well, you didn't live in my family.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's it. We got to go. We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode tomorrow. Our finale with Monday Night Football. Dan South coming on. Stasso with his jail mail. We'll have the Survivor recap for you. Brand-new low-budget Jeff R.D.
Hey.
News about the Vegas-style shows. News about Thanksgiving. It's always Thanksgiving. Valentine's Day.
Why don't we have Thanksgiving in February?
And all of that on tomorrow's show.
If you please.
Plus, we'll look for a new station in Greenville. Hello?
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
I'm Mike, my brothers. I'm Carl 100.
Right. Yes, you are. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Hi, Mark. Where are you from?
I'm from College Park, but right now I'm sitting in godforsaken Greenville.
All right. Well, let me give you something to make you happy. You like wrestling?
Yeah, I love wrestling, Don.
All right. Well, then listen to this. You want a pair of upfront tickets to the WWF SmackDown.
Sweet Jesus!
Yes. Woo! See over 40 of your favorite WWF stars live at MCI Center on March 6th. Tickets go until Saturday at 10 a.m. You've already won them, though. They go on sale through the box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Donnie. Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
Is CBS going to be able to afford to send them to me?
Yes. No, as a matter of fact, I'll be sending them to you.
Right.
Me, personally.
Sweet.
On Don's stationery. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Or so.
We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie? Well, yeah. Throw that leather football helmet in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler. Oops. Hold on. That's premature door. More. You might be.
Now, what are you trying to do, Mike?
Trying to do sex.
It's getting old. It's getting stale.
Sometimes those positions get a little stale.
All right. We will see you tomorrow.
You're refreshed.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis here saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.